media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 27th day of May, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have the individual who prosecuted Charlie Manson and many other famous mass murderers and criminals. He has written a book exposing the fact that we have a criminal presidency, and he will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Vincent Bugliosi. We also have Joe Rogan coming on, and that's going to be in the second hour of the radio show today as well. So you will definitely want to stay tuned throughout the broadcast. A lot of other important news I have here in front of me. Spooks promise terror attack for new president. They like to have inaugural bombings to pose as saviors, and spooks are promising and telegraphing to the public that our government, the criminals that own and run us, will be staging terror attacks for whoever comes in. McCain, Hillary, it doesn't matter, Barack Obama. Fox commentator apologizes for Osama and then switching to Obama comment. She said Osama, and then she said Obama. And then she said assassination, as if she Freudian slipped both of those. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I'll be happy to sell you. Also, Jim Tucker, Bilderberg ruse exposed. More details on their ruse, trying to plant this info. And that's what I thought it was here on air a few weeks ago when it was reported by different publications that they'd already met in Greece. That'd be the first time in 35 years that we missed the boat on exposing them. In the nanny state category, every adult in Britain should be forced to carry carbon ration cards, says members of parliament. Government set to pass laws on that. Health and safety zealots tell youngster her 2-foot paddling pool needs a lifeguard. Tiny baby pools need lifeguards. You'll be arrested if you don't have them. This is the nanny state. Total micromanagement, total control. Schools revolt over under fives curriculum as federal government from England to the United States micromanages every way the children are educated. Tories plan boot camps for jobless. That's right. In England, you'll go to labor camps if you don't have a job for 3 months. We told you that was coming back. It's going to happen here in the U.S. as well. Corporations steal billions from United Nations climate change programs. Also, the FBI is recruiting tattletale squads all over the nation, but they say you only get money if you, quote, report, and that results in a conviction. And so people are saying this will have an incentive for these informants to be provocateurs. Well, that's the whole point. Also, teachers vote out of class an autistic child. They have the students, kind of in a Soviet-style group think, vote him out of the class, saying, we don't like you, as he cried and was kicked out. Then the school district looked at criminal charges for, quote, emotional abuse, which there shouldn't be criminal charges for that, see how what they did was wrong, and then, quote, their solution is wrong. This is the total control grid. Big propaganda piece on the cover of Time magazine, how safe are vaccines, putting out more disinfo, more lies, more deception. That's why the mainstream media's circulation is plunging, credibility is plunging. Do they try to put a tourniquet around it and tell the truth? No, they just increase the bleeding. Good. Continue your lying. And this article says that those of us that don't vaccinate and vaccinate our children endanger everyone else. Hey, punks! If you've taken the vaccine, it doesn't affect you, right? If the vaccine really was protecting you, then why should we take it? And if you're protected, why does it matter what we do? But of course, that's not really the case. It's the vaccines that are spreading most of these diseases, and that's been proven. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Rogan joining us in about 52 minutes from now, then Vincent Bugliosi, and then we also have Charles Carlson joining us on The Economy. So three big guests for you today. Joe Rogan next hour, of course, has been the host of shows like Fear Factor, The Man Show on Comedy Central. He currently has a TV show on ABC. He, of course, started out in news radio, one of the stars of that, running from 95 to 99 with Mr. Hartman and a lot of other people. And I'm good friends with Joe, known him for, I guess, about 9 years now. And he's going to be coming on to talk about a host of interesting issues coming up next hour. And, yes, his views about 9/11 have changed. I had Joe on. I did like 9 hours of broadcast on 9/11, 2001, and he agreed on air that the government does stage events and does a lot of bad things, but he just couldn't believe almost 7 years ago that they had done it, and now Joe has changed his mind about that, has different views on that, so we'll have Joe joining us to cover that as well. And we will be talking to Vincent Bugliosi, who really needs no introduction in his own right. is an American author and best known for prosecuting Charles Manson and other defendants accused of the Tate murders. And he has come out with a new book basically documenting how the president and his cabinet are a bunch of war criminals and need to be arrested. The prosecution of George W. Bush for murder is the name of an article he's written and a new book that is out by the same name. So that is coming up in the third hour of this global transmission. Also, I had quite a brainstorm on Sunday concerning the police state in this country and the psychology of police, the military, how they're being brainwashed. And I wrote about 5 pages of notes here. And I don't know if I'm going to have time to get into this today or if I'll cover this tomorrow. The problem is we always have so many great guests and callers and other news I'm covering. I don't normally even get to some of the thoughts I've had, but I mean, each line here, and there's 5 pages of these, each line that I wrote is just the header on a larger, complex, detailed thought. And I have these brainstorms of understanding, and most of it's common sense, but how it's connected to other areas of human society and development and where we're going. And it's very frustrating to be able to have a complex thought that encompasses tens of thousands of interlocking thoughts and veritas, truth, and then to try to articulate it. It's one of the reasons I end up just blowing up and screaming on air so often. But here are some of the notes I have written. They are really doing it. How to protect innocence. And under they are really doing it, oil, family, borders, jobs, cloning, GMO, water, air, global tax, the fish populations collapsing, databases on the whole public, state police, terror. Each one of those words is a giant thought and hundreds of supporting facts. Police state 1 and 2, not just this weekend watching some clips from films I made 8, 9, 10 years ago, but reading the comments by the police and military, identifying themselves as police and military, and you can go to their YouTube pages and link through to their MySpace accounts. They are police and military, openly laughing, saying they can't wait to engage us. That freaked me out pretty bad because, you know, I say they're coming for us, they're building camps, but when you go to Marines and state police websites, when you go to their Army troopers websites, when you go to these guys, and you realize that they've now been brainwashed that we're the enemy. To say it intellectually is one thing, but to go and spend hours, 2-3 hours, I guess Saturday and Sunday night, was it Saturday night I first started reading the YouTube comments? So I found all these law enforcement clips where there were SWAT teams killing people and SWAT teams gunning somebody running down and running up to the truck and shooting the guy in the head with a shotgun after he'd been shot scores of times, and to see cops in there celebrating and getting off on it in different manhood rituals, and to read them going in where we had the Army, you know, video of the Army pulling people over and searching them and saying, hey, it's post-9/11 world. We'll do whatever we have to protect you, liberal. And then the video, you watch the video, and it clearly explains it was 1998. It clearly explains it's Bill Clinton at the time. We clearly explain that this would be set up in the future. It was a secret program, totally illegal at the time, and to see the military in there going, hey, Posse Comitatus has been overturned. If you don't like it, so what? You are traitors. We will put you in camps. You know, just how they lie and deceive themselves and how they would deny this was going on 10 years ago, and now it's all admitted, and they say, yeah, it's good, and we're going to kill you. And then you track back. I printed hundreds of pages of YouTube comments. I've got them all here, but how do you cover it all? I can read 10 times, 15, 20 times quicker than I can talk. There's something about being on radio, trying to form my thoughts, reduces my cognitive intellect, you know, to the point of being able to articulate to you the bigger battle picture. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. They have got bred to war, bred to death, shaved heads, death chants, as our police now. And they see us as the complete enemy. They have taken millions of troops into Iraq, taken them back out, and other commando operations in Latin America, Southeast Asia, Africa, mercenary armies, ready to eat their guts and ask for seconds, and they are now among us in a paramilitary guild, a brotherhood of death. And, I mean, my God, it's even worse. It's like you can't make this stuff up in your own mind. The archetypal thug, mindless, evil, filled with avarice towards fellow humans. You have to go read their comments and go to their MySpaces and take their handles and Google their handles and find out their other comments. And to go into law enforcement blogs where they're talking about wanting to shotgun us in the face and kill us. And oh, my God. And you want to be friends with them. You want to think good of them. You want to turn this around. I understand that attacking them and exposing their sick death cult only compacts them psychologically deeper into their gang mentality. No way out is the term that comes to mind. I just see where this is going, and my God, it's the ruination of us all. And then you see the young people clamoring in support. Yeah, I just joined the Marines. Or, yeah, I've been in the Marines 5 years, and I'm getting out, and I'm in Texas, and I'm now taking classes for law enforcement. Within a year, I'll be on the streets. I want to join the state troopers in Texas. Whatever it takes to stop crime, hoorah, we need to use the military on the people. This Alex Jones, a traitor. I'd like to get my hands on him. Don't worry, you probably will someday. This body will fail. I will individually fail, but the species, hopefully through my efforts and others, will not fail. Hopefully our species won't be governed by lesser, brutish, mindless, vicious aberrations. And hopefully true warriors will somehow be able to wrest control of the development of the species and direct it back into beauty and honor and creativity and decency. And true warriors who understand restraint will become guardians of the people and guardians of the family and innocence. Look, I've been 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, and by then I grew out of it. I've had the dark visions of young manhood, the surges of adrenaline in the mind, the violent delusions that all young males start having at about age 10, some or younger. But I grew out of it. Those tectonic, volcanic, male imprints and instincts are meant for you to contest and fight when you're young to become stronger. But after you've been through hardship, and after you've seen, violence is there to protect the innocent. Violence is in you to protect your women and children. Violence is not there to run around like a bully inside the tribe, feeding on people and pushing weaker people around. Violence is in you to defend your people when they are under attack. It is in you so that you selflessly go out and defend the species, not attack your own species. I've just had enough of you. God, I've got stacks of news and information here. I just start reading these notes. I mean, I just read two lines out of it, page after page of thoughts. And I want to cover. And I can't write fast enough for the thoughts as they pour out of my mind. And then I think about how I am not worthy. I mean, I don't have some sterling view of myself. I realize what I am and who I am. Then I think about how we need people to get involved who are smart. Why is it left to me? We need people to get in touch with their true soul. We don't need to let this happen. This doesn't have to happen. We don't have to let evil win. We don't have to let corruption and despotism spread. I mean, all that evil tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. And so many of you are doing nothing. We'll be back.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every problem our nation is facing can be traced back to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Order of Skull and Bones, which President Bush is a member? The Council on Foreign Relations is a Marxist organization that gained control of our State Department at the invitation of President Roosevelt during the 1930s. They've had 70 years to radicalize our nation, preparing it for the New World Order. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to get into global climate taxes and what life is going to be like under this system in the next few years after the break. Very important. But right now, I'm going to spend a few minutes on Fox, Hillary, the rest of it. We know that Fox and that establishment, Roger Ailes, Rush Limbaugh, Rupert Murdoch, for at least almost 6 years now, have been funding, financing, secretly advising, giving her money, having secret fundraisers with billionaires and others in attendance. They're behind Hillary Clinton. And that's why we've had Newt Gingrich and others say 2 years ago that it would be her. And then in fact, he said this almost 2 years ago before anybody heard of Barack Obama, that it would be Hillary as president, Barack Obama under her. Now, that could still be the ruse. But the way it's developing, it looks like the rarity has happened. I'm always pleased when this happens because we're rarely wrong. But it looks like that it may be Barack Obama. But we are seeing unusual, kind of insane levels of threats, and I'm trying to figure out the PSYOP, and I really can't see the angle, except just open mafia threats at each other, and we know there are different power structures, and it does appear that at least at some levels, this is the Zbigniew Brzezinski faction does represent more of a European-styled, Rothschild centric or pure view. I mean, they're all interlocking, so it's hard to separate them. And that the Kissinger group is more a neocon accelerated type program, which a lot of globalists believe has endangered their program and set it back many years. But that could also be a ruse. But again, I get into the complexities here. The point is, this is Twilight Zone, Outer Limits. Everything's getting crazier and crazier. We have Hillary telling an editorial board of a major newspaper that, well, I shouldn't drop out. I mean, we've had people get killed. RFK got killed at the Ambassador Hotel in 68 in mid-June when he'd cinched up the nomination. So I'm not going to drop out because Obama could be killed. Amazing. Meaning that to get out. That's not even a veiled threat. That's like when one of the top global architects when it comes to Homeland Security, Gary Hart, writes a letter to Ahmed Inajid. He point blank said, our government stages terror attacks. Don't think we won't stage one and attack you. You better do as we say. Then we went and interviewed him, and he admitted, yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, they don't even veil this stuff now. How could anyone be in denial? I mean, she basically said, we may kill Barack Obama. Now, is that meant to make him even more superstar and make him even more cult icon and look even more anti-establishment? Because I know he's not anti-establishment. I know he's very dangerous, very slick, has some very I mean, I'm actually, the more I look at him, he's kind of that dark horse out of, and I don't mean that as a pun. We always call somebody who comes out of nowhere a dark horse. New York Times will probably say I meant that as a racist comment. No, I call Ron Paul a dark horse. He is a dark horse out of nowhere, you know, 4 years in the U.S. Senate, before that, the state Senate. Time will tell, though. Time always gives us the indicators in an investigation. Frankly, I think it's all part of a larger psyop to endear people to Barack Obama, but I'm not sure of that. I'm only 60%. Let's go ahead and play this bizarre Fox News clip. Now, on the heels of this weekend, one of the Fox News pundits comes out and calls him Osama, Obama. She goes, Osama, Obama, I think it's good if he gets assassinated. Ladies and gentlemen, if I said I thought it was good that somebody be assassinated, I would be arrested, not in days, in hours. And by the way, I've had the Secret Service in my life twice. They were just here 3 months ago, 3 months and 2 weeks ago. I know because they were here the day I was at the hospital and my wife gave birth to another child, and I had to deal with that. But Fox News can run around, and they were here because of somebody posting on the message board. So it's just asinine that we would see Fox News and Hillary saying these type of things. Let's go ahead and play the brazen Fox News psyop. This is clearly staged. Here it is.
And now we have what some are reading as a suggestion that somebody knock off Obama. Well, both, we could.
Talk about how you really feel. Do you really think...
Play that again.
And now we have what some are reading as a suggestion that somebody knock off Osama. Obama. Well, both, we could.
Yeah, both would be good. Knock off both. Saying we need to kill Osama bin Laden and Barack Obama. Total psyop. Make of that what you will. I mean, this is a threat. Is it an internal fight between the elites? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours live. We've expanded a transmission to 4 hours. Very thankful to all the AM and FM affiliates that carry the show. All listeners listening to those stations need to be sure and support those local sponsors and those stations. And I appreciate you doing that. The money bomb, let me say a few words about that, then I'm going to get into some other issues. Very important news. The money bomb, you know, I learned about this about 2.5 weeks ago. And the fellow that originally started the money bomb for Ron Paul is the fellow that started it. He's the one that came up with the idea, built the website. And I was kind of reticent on it because I don't really ask for money on this show. I don't have a history of that. I have not refused donations when they've come in before, and they've certainly made a lot of what we do here possible. But I try to have sponsors and sell books and videos to support what we're doing. But I have come to the conclusion and the understanding that I do need more capital to really effectively fight the New World Order at another level. I mean, with what we've been given by God through, you know, the people of this country and the world, through Providence, I think we've been really good stewards. We have done a lot. And I have been somebody who is singularly focused, as I've talked about. My car's got nails in the tires, I just noticed, and is bald. In fact, I'm going to send somebody from the office today to go get those rotated and changed and nails pulled. The point is, I haven't gotten a haircut in 3 months. I got to go get one. I haven't washed my car in probably a year and a half. I'm not into that type stuff. I mean, almost to the point of being a slob. I'm not even interested in so much good food and worldly things. I mean, more and more, I'm not saying I'm like some pious person. I don't like I'm trying to be pious or stoic, but I am. I mean, I literally am totally committed. All I think about, basically, is fighting the New World Order, resisting the New World Order, understanding the New World Order's programs, and loving my family. Deep, deep, deep love, which then spreads to everybody else. I mean, when I told the story Sunday, driving down South Congress to get on I-35 and go to the radio studio where I do the Sunday show out of, and I was stuck in traffic looking at well-meaning yuppies and families and people down on SoCo, as they call it, all the restaurants and shops. They were just happy. They looked like children and really enjoying the 95-degree summer day, sitting in the shade, drinking pina coladas, whatever they were doing. Just life was good for them. And they had no idea that overhanging them was the New World Order, or that, like sand out of an hourglass, the dollar is imploding around them and their future economically imploding, and what's made the country great is disappearing. And that they had no idea around them FEMA camps are being built, or that biological weapons programs on a huge eugenics operation is poisoning and hurting them, or that they're being sprayed and that their water's being poisoned. And I just looked at their faces, and I go between disgusted, sardonic amazement that they don't realize what's happening, but mainly that's fading away, and just sadness. I mean, I see cops, and I don't hate them when I see them searching some car or shoving somebody around or, you know, with the body language of dominance around scared women. I just feel sorry for them, men who will never discover what it is to really be a warrior or a man, men who will never discover their, quote, loving side. They're kind of stuck at a 13, 14-year-old level of just thinking dark rage and hatred is strength, and it's not. It's only one component of a larger male program that we have genetically built into us. Because through love comes strength that is much stronger than just some, you know, manly, I'm a stud rage. Willing to sacrifice yourself, willing to not care what people think about you because you love people. And that doesn't mean what people think about you then hurts you, but you can deal with it because you love people so much. It's because you don't even care anymore. I don't even know how to explain it. I just know what they're locked into, most of them, and they're missing out on life, and I feel sorry for them. I was trying to get off into the money bomb, and now I've diverted off into other issues. The point is, I didn't come up with this money bomb, but I'm not going to have it sit there and be a failure with my name attached to it. And so I ask you, the listeners, this Saturday to give to it. We're now like 5 days away from it, 4 days away from it starting. It'll start midnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. And I hope you will give via PayPal. I hope you will give. You can also write to us via check, and we'll add that in over the weekend and have the announcement on Monday. We'll try to update it Saturday. I need to be, I guess, in conference with Mr. Nordstrom's, who's running it, so that we can be updating that hour by hour. We're going to have a 1-800 number here at the office. You can call in case they try to do something with the PayPal or other things. There's been snafus. We're seeing a lot of dirty tricks in association with this. The establishment is very upset by this money bomb. They really turned a lot of their disinfo people loose on us. And so that shows me that it worries them, not just that we would get capital, but that the idea that money bombs would continue and the idea that people would give to the liberty cause, knowing that it's not going to be a silver bullet, it's not going to save the world, but that idea is. I mean, it upsets the establishment that Ron Paul broke all records, raising $6.7 million in one day off small donations. He didn't just break the records, he broke the record with small donations, which is unprecedented. It wasn't Lockheed Martin and David Rockefeller and DynCorp giving the money. So, My point is that for people criticizing me on my own message board, on my own comment section on Infowars.com in the post in there, and we let you do it, is that we're not the government coming and making you give your money. We don't come and take your labor, symbolized by the currency, the fiat currency, and we don't go and use it to enslave you and control you. And so any attacks against our money bomb are asinine. A, it wasn't my idea. It's grassroots, but I am behind it. B, we are the best stewards and the most effective, doesn't mean we're perfect, against the New World Order for our size and what we do. It's amazing what we've been able to do, thanks to your help. Symbiotic interface between myself and the listeners, the activists around the world. And C, let me see, A is the point that, it's a lot of points, but you know, A is the point that we're not making you give the money. B, we're good stewards. And C, this is upsetting people. This is making the New World Order mad. It sends a strong message. I mean, how dare people who are patriotic and fighting the globalists and fighting attacking Iran and fighting the New World Order, how dare we? How dare we raise capital? You know, only the Red Cross can raise money and then give it to gun control groups. And then, of course, you could say, D, this show has supported Gun Owners of America and hemp legalization groups and every activist group you can imagine we have on this show a couple times a week, and they solicit donations, support, members, help. We are a platform, a clearinghouse to magnify and build up others. I've, in the past especially, tried to have all the other talk show hosts on, even from other networks. But unfortunately, they're a little more worldly than I am, and they usually try to attack me on my own show or use it to go at it. It always saddens me and hurts me because it dims our chances of beating the New World Order, but I have to kind of sequester ourselves and isolate ourselves to a certain extent so that there is some purity of our message, because so many others are not trustworthy and are treacherous. But you, the people, are so amazingly pure, and I commend you for what you've done. To try to start a TV show on Dish Network, try to develop that, is going to be very expensive, and I was going to do it, and that would destroy any reserves we have. I'd like to keep some reserves so we can run the business for 5-6 months if money was cut off, or if we were set up or charged or attacked or you name it, if, God forbid, I was killed, so that the mission can go on. We're like a foundation. A foundation that has not solicited capital. And why shouldn't we solicit capital? So, all the more reason to support it because it's being attacked. All the more reason to try to be able to hire more people so that we're not all of us working 18 hours a day, 16 hours a day, 12 hours a day. So we can be more effective. And InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com, InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com, big links on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And there's a PayPal link up there now, but try not to give until Friday night, Saturday. Saturday, I will be doing a live show just on the internet streams, not on Genesis or the AM and FM dial, but any stations that want to get the internet stream and play it are welcome to. From 8 to midnight, Central Standard Time, coming up this Saturday. I will be in here doing a money bomb. We'll have some guests on, too. I'm not going to just sit there and, like, some, I mean, you know, NPR, National Petroleum Radio, created by the Rockefellers, who literally own the Federal Reserve and issue the currency. They're allowed to beg for money, and that's a good thing, they say. Or people give for to have classical music on locally, or people give to all these other groups. They give to preachers so they can have $50,000 marble toilets, that's one case, or own their own lakes or make hundreds of millions a year. I have committed that even though I'm not 501c3 and your donations are not going to be tax exempt, because if we did that, that would bring federal control in. At least the money you give me, little taxes are going to be paid because it's all going to go into not a fancy office, but a big enough office so we're not like a submarine sitting on top of each other. Anybody who's been to this office has seen it. 2,300 square feet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people working in it. Yeah. A big enough radio studio just so I can get more than one guest in here and I can actually walk around them during the breaks instead of having to bump into them. Better cameras, quicker computers, better editing systems to put out more people. But, I mean, this money bomb, the way it's shaping up, it'll probably bring in $60,000-$70,000. That won't pay for overhead for 1 month. All right, I've already digressed here. So for all of those pulling their hair out and screaming with hatred, you know, saying that we shouldn't be able to raise capital or be here, I don't think they're living in the real world. It's easy to go on a MySpace and post a video of yourself sitting on your couch saying you hate me and why do I even sell things? You haven't had employees. You haven't had computers. You haven't had rent. You haven't had cameras. I mean, just going to Bilderberg with three camera guys, that is going to cost, I don't know, I haven't added it up. Don't you want us to go cover Bilderberg? That is going to cost, I don't know, the plane tickets were like $500 apiece. That's $2,000. And the hotel, it'll probably be about $6,000 to $8,000, maybe more. To go and cover that and bring you that. I mean, that's an example right there. And we don't go on many trips a year, and believe me, I don't like it. You know, I turn down every day speaking engagements. We'll pay you $10,000 to come to New York and speak. Nope, sorry, not doing it. We'll pay you $20,000 to come to L.A. and speak. Nope. My goal is not piling up Federal Reserve notes that are depreciating. I don't even have time to try to buy some little 20-acre farm or something. I've got 5 acres out in the middle of nowhere that came through family that I didn't even try to get, that I guess I could go out on when they release the bird flu or whatever they're going to do. I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, and I know all this is coming, that I don't even spend time protecting my own family and getting ready. You know what? I said I'd get into the global tax. I mean, here's the kind of news that was in the papers this weekend. They rule the world. A shadowy organization is in power, and it's made up of very, very rich. And I couldn't believe this when I saw it this weekend. The Washington Post has attended every Bilderberg group, Jane Graham and then now her son. They have attended every Bilderberg group meeting since the 50s. They have denied it existed. Now they have come out and admitted that Bilderberg runs the world and that it's a good thing and that they know best. Doesn't matter, though. I will still be told, and I'm a kook and it doesn't exist, on radio interviews I do. Every week I do interviews with hostile hosts who say I'm crazy and there's no such thing as an elite. Very childlike to deny that. It's like a child not believing there's death until they watch their grandparents die. And they admit that the Bilderberg Group and the Bohemian Grove are the two dominant groups, and they whitewash it and say it's a wonderful thing. And the headline, they rule the world. See, not you. And guess who works for them? The brainwashed, dumbed-down cops. I talk about the cops all day because that's tyranny's coming to your door, and that's who it's going to be. And I wish to God they wouldn't be instruments of their own destruction, cut off their own noses to spite their face. I only want good for you, police. I want you to have a great life and do well and your children to do well. Live long and prosper, as they say. But you're in a myopic tunnel vision power trip, and I don't see anything stopping it. And I'm sad for you. Because I wish I had ways of convincing you, ways of showing you the facts. I mean, to know this, to read all the documents, to be totally informed on this, to have understanding, deep understanding, and to be able to wake up tens of millions, but that's not enough. It's not fast enough. It's the weight of this is set in motion. And then to have the British government, every adult in Britain should be forced to carry a carbon ration cards, says MPs. This is already being implemented in San Francisco, in big cities all over Canada. It's already coming to Austin, Texas. But see, they don't tell you what it is as you do it. Oh, there's a city tax on your car now. There's a city tax on bigger houses now. There's a city tax for the earth. A, it doesn't do anything about the real environmental crises we face. See, they destroy the earth, and then they give you false solutions for it. One-child policies, all of it. Watch Endgame, made predominantly about a year ago, released 7 months ago. Everything I said in there is now happening now. See, it's happening faster and faster. We're going to come back, talk about this, and a lot more. Then Joe Rogan's going to be on with us, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting individual. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Most do not know that their minds have been conquered in the war arena of sexual perversion called homosexuality. And most do not know of what was called the War Conference held in Warrenton, Virginia in February of 1988. It was attended by 175 sexual pervert leading activists representing homosexual groups from across America. They had a war goal, according to the writings of marketing expert Paul E. Radu of Regent University. That war goal was, quote, to force acceptance of homosexual culture into the mainstream, to silence opposition, and ultimately to convert American society, end quote. Three things have been done to you in this war to get you to accept this disgusting sin. To know what they are, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Two of the sex perverts in the war planning were Harvard graduates and of exceptional high IQ, and they had unique training. If you want to know about them, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. Together, these two sex perverts wrote a book called After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s. It's all quite a story. We tell it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Tyrannies have inevitably sought, in every case, to criminalize the general public, to make the upright criminals so that the system has a pretext to persecute them. In the closing chapters of a tyranny, before it consumes itself, as it always does, they then get rid of any pretext of the general public being involved in crimes, to seize their homes, to take their sons and daughters into chattel slavery. And that's all this global carbon tax is. Carbon is good. It's what plants breathe. They then exhale, put off oxygen that animal life breathes. Water, sun, carbon dioxide, oxygen are the four basic building blocks of life on terra firma. That is this standard sun and the third rock out from it that orbits it, this blue jewel. So they are now making you the enemy, according to their own CFR documents. They say this is to make humanity the enemy. The state will be directed by the, quote, wise men to wage war against you, and you will be trained to be the enemy. You will be given certain carbon credits. They will then be reduced and restricted each year, just like they reduce and restrict the emissions from cars each year until it's impossible to follow. And it's all about regulation and tax. They won't do anything real for the environment, stopping cutting down rainforest, stopping overfishing in some of the oceans. They will not stop genetic engineering, open air, things that really are causing problems. They can create a Andromeda strain type situation. In fact, the different scientists we've interviewed, Nobel Prize winners and others, say that is a probability, something like the Andromeda strain, which has been remade. Not a nanotech itself could do that. Fission fusion, cyclotrons, all of this that makes the A-bomb look like Tinker Toy. So they take your well-founded concern for your environment, and they make humans the enemy. They will then direct it. Now, you think people just get shows because they look good or can speak well? No. Listen to the BBC propaganda here, how it's all framed like it's fun. It's neat. You're going to make money off of this. Boy, can we get this? You know, is this new toy available? Or is this Cabbage Patch doll, you know, sold out? You know, oh, can we get this? Oh, too bad. Oh, how long till we can have this? See, this total enslavement, listen to how it's phrased. Listen to this.
Would you live in a greener lifestyle if you could make money from it?
That may be possible if a government proposal for personal carbon emissions allowances is implemented under the scheme.
Stop it right there. Back it up a few seconds. Would you live a greener lifestyle if you could make money? This is how they always sell everything. You're going to make money. Woo. And then what you get is bureaucrats controlling you in your house, inspecting, regulating, CPSing your children, taxing everything you can do, banning everything you can imagine, banning outdoor barbecue pits, banning outdoor heaters. That's already happened in Europe in many areas. Total control, making you the enemy. Now listen to this deception. Go back. Play it again.
Would you live in a greener lifestyle if you could make money from it?
That may be possible if a government proposal for personal carbon emissions allowances is implemented under the scheme. Everyone in the UK would be allocated an annual carbon allowance.
Stored electronically, rather like a supermarket loyalty card, points would be deducted every time we buy or use non-renewable energy. For example, using electricity to power appliances in the home.
Or travelling somewhere by plane.
Or even buying petrol for your car on the forecourt.
Now, any points left over could then be sold
back. Right there. Later, after our three guests are gone today, I'm going to get back into this. Remember, I told you to buy and sell, you're going to have a card. Everything is going to be taxed. It's going to track everything you do. Even cash will have RFID and track what you do. How did I know? Defense Department said that 10 years ago, 11 years ago. You understand? Remember, now you're hearing everything I told you being publicly announced.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's been part of and the star of top network TV shows since the mid-1990s, News Radio, Fear Factor. He is the host of Ultimate Fighting Championships, which is now the biggest craze in sports globally, and he's been involved in that for more than a decade. He's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, trained by some of the best fighters in the world. He, of course, hosted The Man Show on Comedy Central. He's a very successful comedian, traveling the world in huge tours, which millions of people have come out and seen. And I was lucky enough to get to know Joe and become friends with him, I guess about 10 years ago, because he would come to Austin for shows, and he was friends with Kevin Booth, the producer for Bill Hicks. And by the way, it is true, a Bill Hicks movie is coming out. I have the inside scoop on that. Maybe we'll talk about that later. I don't know how much I can say, but Russell Crowe is involved. I'm just going to leave it at that, and that'll be out in the next year and a half. There, I've said it. But Joe Rogan is our guest for the next hour, and maybe then some, if I can twist his arm to stay with us. We have Vincent Bugliosi, the prosecutor of Charles Manson. He's saying Bush is a murderer, needs to be arrested immediately. Vincent Bugliosi is very respected. So maybe we'll have Joe ride shotgun if he wants with Mr. Bugliosi, but that's up to Joe. We'll talk about it all today. 9/11, the war, electronic voting frauds. Did the moon landing really happen? We'll also talk about some other subjects that Joe discusses. He's an amazing individual, and he is Joe Rogan. Joe, thanks for coming on with me.
Thanks for having me on, buddy. What's going on?
Good, man. I tell you, life just accelerates by. We used to talk all the time and, you know, see a couple times a year out in L.A., and we blinked, and a few years went by, and I'm glad that you're on the show.
Well, I'm glad I'm on the show, too. And, yeah, I've known you for a long time now. It's kind of crazy. It's been like 8 or 9 years at least, right?
Yeah, time just flies, Joe. In fact, I got 3 kids now, and you just had a daughter.
Yeah, I just had a little, well, I didn't have it. My girlfriend had it. But, yeah, it's crazy, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very humbling experience, to say the least.
You know, I think having children, I know it turns on different areas of the brain. Did you totally, feel other areas switch on?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, there's a biological process that goes on, almost instantaneously. You start thinking about, you know, you become much more like of a homebody, start thinking much more rationally, you start thinking like, wow, I gotta really, you know, get my insurance in order and get all my, you know, my money in place, and it just, I start thinking like much more business-wise, like I become much more ambitious, like almost instantaneously.
Exactly. That's what happened to me. I used to let people push me around and stuff because I was kind of a nice guy.
You?
I kind of turned into a meanie.
Let people push you around? That's ridiculous, sir.
Well, I got a lot meaner after I had kids is the point.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it definitely makes a person more, just more serious, you know? I've had friends that had kids, and they would describe it. And I never really got it. You know, I'm like, okay, so what happens? You're working more now, and that's good? Like, what is it all about? But once you have one, you go, oh, it's like a biological thing. It's like your body is preparing you for the fact that you've got to take on this little responsibility, this little person, to protect it. So you become, like, more aware of protecting the nest and more aware of, you know, gathering up supplies. It's really weird.
No, man, with our first child, you should have seen me and my wife. It was like birds building a nest, running around and doing this and getting everything just right. And
strange thing to realize you're just an animal, isn't it? different than a monkey, no different than a dog, just a different kind of animal.
Well, same we certainly thing. Are programmed, and we certainly have templates we follow. In fact, yeah. I want to talk about that today. You've got an interesting view on humanity and everything else, and I want to get your take on your views on that now. On the other side with Joe Rogan. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. His website is joerogan.net. That links up to it on Infowars.com right now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He's Joe Rogan, ladies and gentlemen, and he's agreed to ride shotgun with Vincent Bugliosi, the prosecutor of the Manson family and best-selling author. He's got a new book out about how Bush is a murderer and needs to be arrested immediately. A very respected prosecutor and expert on criminology. So Joe Rogan will be riding shotgun with us for that hour. Coming up next hour, that is going to be amazing. Joe Rogan and Vincent Bugliosi on together. But he'll be with us, just Joe alone, for this hour. Joe, I want to talk about your comedy. I want to talk. Well, we can't talk about your new TV show that's coming out yet. You can't talk about that yet. I want to talk about DMT. I want to talk about government-sponsored terror. I want to get into moon landings. I want to get into your worldview, because I was Googling your name last night. Ended up spending about 2 hours watching different clips of you and your internet reality show you do. That's amazing. Ought to be on mainstream TV. But I guess it's too hardcore. Where you did this rant on another radio show about flying over cities and how cities look like cancers. And then you were talking about taking DMT and you know how there's this other reality while we're sleeping. And it was all just an amazing rant you were doing. And but I thought, why play somebody else's show? Why not just have Joe talk about that? But add, because this rant was about a year ago. You've now had a child. You say you which I think what you just said about having a child fits into what you said previously. Does having a child confirm your view about how we are really a kind of like a jellyfish? We are a group organism, but we individually, I don't think, realize that.
Yeah, I think for sure we're the way I compare it is to mold. Is that when you see mold, you don't see individual spores of mold. You see like a patch, and that's really what like human beings are. I mean, we think of ourselves as individuals, but we need all the other people around us constantly. Like if you're in jail, the worst punishment they can give you is put you in solitary confinement, to take you away from other prisoners. I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, if that doesn't just show you that there's some sort of a biological need to stay in contact with other people, because we are a group organism. It's an illusion that we're not. And if you look at the way this group organism is devouring the planet and killing off all the other organisms, it's just like an out-of-control bacteria or a virus or just a parasite, any kind of other animal that could overtake, you know, like when some, you know, crazy roach gets into a community and gets in everyone's houses and they can't get rid of them, they can't exterminate them. I mean, that's really what humans are like. We're like any other organism. We're just conscious and we communicate. And we like to depict ourselves in unnatural ways, and we get confused, and we start to think that that depiction is the reality. But the reality, when you look at like what, you know, humans are doing to the world, what we're doing to each other, we, you know, we're just a really complicated, screwed up animal. It's weird.
Now, I don't want to out of the gates get into a debate with you, because I agree with some of what you're saying and don't with others. I mean, that 1,000-plus square mile thing of plastic trash floating around in the Pacific Ocean right now, that is a problem. Genetic engineering, these cross-species organisms that have been put out are already wreaking havoc. GMO food that we produced, you know, that literally kills all the rats they feed it to,
right.
We're eating that. It's causing all these health problems. But so we can certainly be a cancer, or we can be something that terraforms other planets. And I see our real potential as a life spreader, a life seeder. So I think, like with everything in the world, it's a double-edged sword. And
so you think our potential is to seed our organism onto other planets?
Yes, and to terraform. We're going to go in, no doubt, if we don't destroy ourselves with the superconducting heavy reactors and the antimatter weapons the Air Force admits they have but won't declassify the details on. If we don't destroy ourselves, yes, we're going to spread life. And so will we consume the yolk, you know, like a chicken embryo that's our planet? Yes, but when we get to our true potential, we're going to be able to create thousands of worlds.
Well, our real problem is that everything we do to this world, everything we do, like with our materialism and the way we live our lives, and the gas that we use and everything, it's damaging the Earth, but I don't think we feel it personally. You know, and I think that's a big problem with human beings.
Well, Joe, we feel it when we get cancer from the dioxins that get in the water and the air, and we do feel it when if a three-year-old dies of leukemia because they took the vaccines.
Oh, of course. No, listen, I'm 100% with you. What I'm saying is that the only way we're going to ever get people to live a sustainable life is to make it feel good for them. Like there's got to be something in it for them. People do things based on feeling. You know, they do when people are working all day and they come home and they got kids and they got bills, it's very difficult to get them to try to reorganize the culture. I mean, completely rework society. To the point where we don't have a voting system in place like we do now that makes no sense, with electoral college and votes and delegates and what are you talking about? And all this nonsense, this two-party nonsense. Like, it's going to take a lot of work to get rid of all this BS that we have that's clogging up the pores of this culture. And this is the most, supposedly, at least we like to consider ourselves, the most advanced culture in the world. And it's childlike. I mean, that's the most amazing aspect about life, is that there are grown children and they're operating the world like it's a Harry Potter movie. And that's real.
Well, Joe, that's what happens. Humans, when they're stressed and pushed to the edge of endurance, do incredible, magical, dynamic things. But when we have milk and honey, when we have it too good, we do become lazy, we do become decadent,
yes.
We do become slothful. But the establishment, the social engineers, if you read their own documents, they have fostered and pushed our already weak instincts. They didn't create it, but they know how to punch our buttons. Kind of like the devil says in that film with Al Pacino, Devil's Advocate. He says, I know every button, every thing to push, every lever to pull. That's what Madison Avenue knows. And so they openly in their own documents, and I can give these to you if you want. You might have already seen them. Say 100 years ago, they were going to push and control and make us dumb, make us decadent, feed into that feedback loop to get the general public satiated, bred and circus like the Roman Caesars did, so the elite can go on above us and build their real technological system while we're diverted kind of in this suppressed level. And they sell us on things that sound good. Like you do fly over L.A. and it doesn't look like a cancer on the landscape belching black smoke. If you were an alien flying over, you'd say, that looks like some type of cancer.
It's a disease. The whole conversation is very, it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Have people always been lazy, or is somebody making people lazy? You know, I think both. And I think, you know, if there's going to be real leaders in this world, you know, if there's going to be a real leader, it's not going to be a leader that's coming from this system that we have right now, because this system is a mess. Like, you need someone who's not trying to make any money. You need someone who's actually trying to help people. And that's very difficult to find.
Well, Joe, the problem is, going back to the original point, is everybody wants to take care of their environment at an instinctive level. Doesn't mean we do. And a lot
right.
of this sounds
because we
reasonable.
We don't feel it.
Exactly. We don't feel it, like you said, consciously, though it is affecting us. The problem is the elites are going to use this to totally enslave us and do a lot of bad things. And I indict those elites and say, you know, your end doesn't justify your means, and you're doing more damage to the earth than the fake carbon taxes you're pushing, when carbon is what plants breathe.
Right. Well, you know what I say, Alex? Those elites are just people. This is the whole thing about this whole idea of elites and the impoverished and the, you know, the proletariat. You know, what people are is just people. And these people, if they truly are manipulating world populations into wars and ruining lives and doing it all for profit, and that they don't care, they can't be happy. Those guys aren't
well,
having any fun. Those elite dudes, they could use the advice that someone would give them if someone told them to just relax and have fun and stop being a douche. You know?
The problem is, it's not just about making money. It's about the power, and they're in such
exactly.
power positions, they've got...
materialism. It's about possessing things.
Well, they're also psychopaths. I mean, see, you're not a psychopath, Joe. You care about your surroundings because at an instinctive level, your genetic engineering is correct, and so you realize what happens to others affects you. You feel it and feel bad, but you're designed like that because hurting your tribe hurts you.
There are jobs and positions in this world where it pays to be a psychopath. You know, and if you're going to be a politician, that's, you know, it really does pay for you to be at least a little detached from the things that you're going to do.
Exactly.
I mean, if you really are planning, I mean, and I'm not saying that this is how it went down, but this is a big speculate. This is one a thing that people speculate about all the time, that was this war created for profit? And if this war was created for profit, some people had to make that decision that it is worth X amount of lives for X amount of dollars. I mean, that is crazy. If that's a real decision that someone's making.
Well, Joe, you're right, but they issue the currency. It's not just about making profits. It's about consolidating land, getting raw resources that they then peg to their fiat currencies. But, I mean, we have PNAC government documents where they admitted it was about oil and power and no-bid weapons contracts. I mean, the military
well,
will...
If that's the case, it certainly pays to be a psychopath in that job, right?
Absolutely.
You know, how do you fix a psychopath? That's the real problem. I mean, with a normal person that's trying to be ambitious and is maybe cutting corners and doing the wrong thing, you can explain to that person karma. You can explain to that person that we are really just the same. We're just living life through different circumstances, you know? And you can explain that to a book. Can you explain that to a psychopath? Is it even possible? You know, and if you have kids and you raise them in that, you know, that environment, that ruthless, you know, future politician environment, I mean, can you fix that?
Well, that's a good point you just made. That's central. This system is raising kind of a psychopath light.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason why all this skull and bone stuff, everybody's like, that's silly. What is there, the little clubs that they join? There's a reason why that's real. But what we don't understand is there is an entire culture, like an ancient culture in this country.
Wow.
It's been around for a long time. People who are raising their children to be in power. And there's families
Huge.
That have been in power forever. And the fact that people want to call that a conspiracy theory or like what... how much evidence do you have to see before you want to look into it?
Joe, stay there. Let's come right back after this quick break and talk specifically about that. That's an amazing point. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ted Enders from Midas, May 27, 2008, gold 915.46. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 941.46, 463.70 for half, 231.85 for quarter. That's 941.46, 463.70, and 231.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
Joe Rogan.
You said one love.
Got a new show coming out on CBS in the near future. Can't talk about it. One need. Been a central figure, the host of course, Fear Factor, and then News Radio before that. so many other hats, the host of the commentator for Ultimate Fighting Championships, just did a big one this Saturday that I know most of my office went to. I've got a new addition to the family, so I couldn't go. Wish I could have. Joe Rogan joins us. My websites, of course, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Joe, flesh that out, because that's a point I've made before but rarely do, and it's so central how you have lots of even low-level petty elites that think they're members of the elite. They're trained to hate the general public, that the public's to be fed on. And when you get to skull and bones level and royalty level, it's even admitted in mainstream books that they train them to be cold-blooded and enslave the public and to have this us-against-them mentality. And they're really, they're breeding almost a psychopathic view into them, and that's what the mock sacrifices are about and the devil worship is about. It's how an old guy sends his son to have his peers induct him into a predator's mindset. Your take on that, Joe?
Well, I mean, I think if you are the type of person that wants to be, an elite, if you're the type of person that really wants to, to run things in this world and manipulate people and make money, I mean, you have to be a psycho. And your kids are going to be psychos too, because you're going to raise your kids. If you keep them in that environment and you have your kids grow up and seek political offices and seek influential positions in society and in business, I mean, you're going to develop psycho kids for sure. Those kids are going to want to be like daddy, ruthless daddy who raised them and taught them how to do it. And they stay together, and these groups and these families that have been around, they've been around for hundreds of years doing this. I mean, it's not like it's hard to follow. You can see the bloodlines. You can see like all the memberships in these little weird skull and bones things, and the fact that they all go to similar schools, and they're in similar clubs, and it's kind of crazy.
In fact, the eugenicists over 150 years ago. And now this has been in the BBC and all of the news, they believe, there was just a big report out of a British university last week, that the elites are their own species because they've been intermarrying for, quote, aggression, intelligence. They already believe they're another species, and see, Joe, they're going to use the environmental movement. I need to send you my new film, Endgame.
Wow, that's a really interesting theory, like a different breed, like different breeds of dogs.
That's what they say. They
wow.
say that by like being with like, they say through social Darwinism, the fact that they are in control gives them a right to kill, destroy, poison Ooh. Us because it's the survival of the fittest. And now they're going to use the environmental movement, which sounds reasonable, to set up a world government and then have the orderly bioweapon release and kill 80 to 90% of us.
That's a really interesting thought, the thought that they're a separate species now, or at least a separate race, because I have had a lot of dogs. I love dogs, and I've had pit bulls, and they're great dogs with people, but man, they're so dangerous with other animals. They're like, I had one dog, she killed two of my other dogs. She would fight to the death. She just wanted to fight. She was crazy, no matter what it was. If you pissed her off, you did something wrong, she wanted to fight. And I've had her since she was a baby. I rescued her when she was like 11 months old from the dog pound. That dog is bred for that. That's in her system. And the way they made pit bulls is by breeding them for like 1,000 years. I mean, who knows how long they've been doing it, but for hundreds of years at least. The most aggressive dogs. And they bred a terrier with a larger bulldog. And they got this dog that was a medium-sized psychotic animal. And then once they got the breed, what they did was they made sure that they only kept alive and breeding the ones that would fight to the death. Any dog that would quit, they would kill him, and they wouldn't let him breed. They would cull him from the breed. So the ones that they got out of that are this pure genetic specimen of just a destroyer.
That's it. And that's the New World Order, brother. And they're in control of the bioweapons. They brainwashed the police. And they openly say they're going to kill us.
Even though people like will frown on conspiracy theories and say this is ridiculous, you're making a lot of speculation, and you're coming to conclusions that aren't necessarily bound by logic, if you really looked at it that way, just genetically, it is really possible that there are a group of people that are just genetically more inclined to be douchey, genetically more inclined to want to be an elite. genetically more inclined to want to subjugate the population and ruin people's lives.
Joe Rogan, stay there. We're going to talk behind scenes right now, uncensored, for 3 minutes at the Infowars.com streams. Back worldwide in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
north, to Alaska.
North, to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on.
North, to Alaska.
Go north, the rush is on.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic...
We're back live. Joe Rogan is our guest. JoeRogan.net.
He talked to his team of a husky.
Joe, before we go any further, I want to get into the war, electronic voting machines, DMT, ultimate fighting, all of it before Vincent Bugliosi joins us. You're going to ride shotgun then. I want to first thank you for taking the time out to join us, especially with having a new baby in the last 3 weeks. And I want to thank you for your friendship and all the laughs you've given me and the times we've had to hang out here in Austin and out in L.A., and it's good to be talking to you after a few years being out of touch. Just anything you want to mention about your website, what you're doing these days, any plugs?
No, not really. I mean, if they want to learn anything about me, JoeRogan.net is a website where I keep a fairly regular blog. I'm due a new blog post soon, and I'm trying to be a lot more regular. But having the kid has threw me off a little bit. That's my excuse. That's going to be my excuse for everything.
But there's huge archives there.
I had a kid.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of stuff there on the site. You've been JoeRogan.net's been around like 8-9 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've had it for a while. I've had a message board. I've got this crazy message board, man, and I put it up, I think, in like 98 or 99 or something like that, and this message board has got like 1,600,000 posts on it, and all these members that post every day, and they're really cool people. Like, a lot of them are like really interesting and intelligent, and there's these crazy debates on there, and some of them are really, really nutty. Like, there's there's, of course, your 9/11 debates, and there's UFO debates and moon landing debates and mixed martial arts debates. But it's a really interesting little group of human beings that hang out there all the time. I feel very fortunate to have that.
Joe, let's talk about 9/11. We have declassified that the USS Liberty was a staged event in 67. It's been declassified that the attack on the supposed destroyers in the Gulf of Tonkin was staged.
Yeah.
That resulted in 58,000 dead Americans and 1 million-plus dead Vietnamese. We know now with Building 7 and the firefighters saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. We have that on video. I mean, we have the firefighters saying there was molten lava under the other buildings that jet fuel couldn't do. We have the war games that day, NORAD standing down. I mean, I actually saw some areas on the web where you've been on other shows and have now questioned 9/11, which I commend you for doing. What makes you question the official story, and how far do you question it?
Well, I question everything all the time about everything. I don't believe anything until it gets into my brain and bounces around and I look at it logically. I've seen way too many people just jump to conclusions or pick a side, and then as soon as they get on that side, they chase that side till they die. They never admit that they made a mistake. And that's a horrible thing. And people confuse information and truth with their own ego.
They make an investment. I totally agree, in an idea.
Yes.
Once somebody says I'm a reptoid from planet Pop-Tart, they have to only say that and add whatever evidence. Or once they say I'm a Vatican assassin of the Keebler Elves, they only, all their slander, all their libel, all their stalking, saying the Zionists run it all and I'm bad. Because I won't buy into their particular camp, then I have to be the devil incarnate, and they only find evidence to agree with that.
Well, and people might point that same finger in your direction and say that you look for a conspiracy in everything, that you believe there's complicity at the highest levels in everything, right? I mean, there's some people that would say that there's not enough evidence for that.
But my methodology is different. I go off their own Rand Corporation, Carnegie Endowment, their own program.
The thing that disturbs me the most about you, Alex, is that the stuff that I used to think was completely ridiculous, I'm starting to think is real.
That's what
disturbed me the most about our friendship, is that when I first met Alex, I was like, okay, this dude's really interesting, and he says some stuff that sounds like 40% true, 60% donkey poo. But now it's way more like 70-30. It's hard to disagree with you on a lot of things.
Well, thank you, Joe. Well, it's hard to disagree with you on a lot of stuff. But I mean, specifically 9/11, Building 7.
Specifically 9/11. Look, I don't know enough about what happened to make I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you whether or not those buildings fell like that. And you know what? I think anybody saying that they can, a lot of that is speculation. The only way we're really going to know what happens when two giant planes hit two giant buildings is to build two more giant buildings and slam into it with two more giant planes.
But Building 7 wasn't hit by one.
You're right about Building 7. And Building 7 is the one building that I'm always willing to talk to people about, because I find it very shocking that nobody thinks it's weird how that building fell. That building kinked in the middle and fell like it was a controlled demolition. Was it a controlled demolition? I have no idea. I don't even really know what a controlled demolition looks like other than what I've seen on the Internet.
Well, if the government would...
What I'm trying to say is I don't know. But it's strange to me that people will go, nah, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Wait a minute. Are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at? Because I'm looking at a building falling into its footprint. Why is it falling into its footprint? That doesn't happen. And they go, oh, there's damage in the building. Well, you look at the damage in the building, it's to one corner of the building. Again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not an engineer. I don't really understand physics that well. But I would assume that if there's a building that's being held up by four corners and one of them has a gigantic hole in it, it's going to fall towards that weak area. Why is it collapsing on all these other corners? And why is it doing it in such a uniform fashion? That doesn't seem natural to me.
Well, you even have the blast squibs. You can even see them.
I don't know if that's what that is or if that's when buildings fall, when buildings collapse.
Well, why
like
does Silverstein say we gave the order to pull it and gave the order and watched it come down?
I did hear that he said that we gave the order to pull it. But, you know, he was dealing with not – I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. This guy's dealing with this gigantic cataclysmic event that just happened at his city where thousands of people died and planes threw into buildings, and his building got jacked. And he's just, pull it. Meaning, pull the project of trying to save his building, pull all the firefighters
but
out.
But pull it is a demolition term.
It is, but he's not a demolition man.
Why did BBC? Why did BBC, Joe?
I'm not saying
have
that
you seen
he
that?
Didn't have anything to do with it. But do you see the point of view of the rational person?
No, I understand.
Might look at it and say, well, you don't
have not that rational,
much.
Somebody in denial.
But I don't know if it's somebody in denial,
Joe.
I don't know what happened.
I understand, but here's what I'm saying.
I do know it looked very unusual.
I hear you. Something stinks.
I absolutely agree with you there.
Well, Joe, what about BBC 25 minutes before it falls saying Building 7 has fallen in its own footprint and then it's out the window behind him?
Okay, well, to play devil's advocate, I could tell you that the firemen maybe had already told the press and warned them to get back because Building 7, they have deemed, is about to collapse. And that got screwed up in the interpretation, again, with this huge cataclysmic event where planes are flying into buildings and everybody's freaking out. Like, there's all these people, we heard explosions before it happened. Do you really remember what happened before planes slammed into buildings?
Talking about Building 7.
Buildings collapsed and killed thousands of people? Let me tell you something about trauma, dude. Let me tell you something about freaky incidences. People don't remember anything. They remember bursts and weird things, and there's so much emotion going on and screaming.
But
and
Joe, blood.
They remember
sure.
flashes.
Joe.
And they can be talked into remembering almost anything.
But we weren't talked into the fact that Tonkin was staged and 58,000 Americans died.
With you 100%.
And they staged attacks to start the war with Iran in 53.
How about Operation Northwoods? How about the Northwoods document? That's scary. That Northwoods document, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can look at it online. It's a document that was signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. When was it, Alex? 61?
62, yeah.
62. It was signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This was a plan to fake terrorist attacks on American civilians and blame them on Cuba so that people would want to go to war with Cuba. They were going to kill people. They were going to fake attacks. One of them involved something with an airliner and a bunch of college students. Wasn't that the case?
Absolutely. In fact, they were going to bomb D.C. They were going to commit sniper attacks, shoot Americans. They were going to have Cuban Americans dress up like Cuban Army and attack Guantanamo Bay, and it said mortar and shoot and bomb and kill people.
Well, that's a horrifying thought, that if this was going on in 1962, in my opinion, the way I look at it, everything evolves. Everything evolves. Technology evolves. Entertainment evolves. Everything evolves. Well, if everything evolves, then evil has to evolve, too. Okay, and if they're willing to fake attacks on American civilians and kill Americans in order to get us convinced that we need to go to war with a country that had nothing to do with those acts, if they were willing to do that in 62, what are they willing to do in 2008? We know that's real now.
Well, Joe, exactly. Take the military mentality going back to Alexander the Great, you know, thousands of years ago. They would put a few hundred horsemen or a few thousand infantrymen in a gorge or in an area they wanted to attack to pull in the main army.
Yeah.
And then when the enemy army would come in, it would sacrifice those few thousand, those pawns in the game, collateral damage. But then their argument was, but then we won the war and we lost less people total.
Well,
that military idea.
At least that's people that are in a war. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a war, I mean, you've got to know that there's tactics and there's pawns. If you're paying attention to what war is, what we're dealing with in our society is a lie, like this big, like, ruse, pretending that it's one thing when it's really something else, pretending that there's democracy when really what we have is this huge, gigantic group of human beings that are controlled by corporations. So they're controlled by... Do you ever see that? Of course you've seen it. I shouldn't even ask you. That documentary, The Corporation?
Yes, great.
That's a frightening documentary where it talks about how corporations basically act like sociopaths. And that because there's a gigantic diffusion of responsibility when you have all these people doing something that's...
Yeah, evil. It's compartmentalized, and so they all share the blame. None of them stab the people in the heart themselves. They collectively do it with blinders on. And so
they say it's all for business, and we're doing it in the name of business.
I agree, and then you can't ever stop them because you go punish one of them, but it's the cellular organization, kind of like what you said an hour ago or 45 minutes ago, that it's this communal thing, and so you can't ever beat the whole compartmentalized system because you can only attack certain pieces of it.
Right, and there's so much vested interest in keeping that corporation alive. There's so many mortgages attached to that corporation. There's so many kids that are in private school attached to that corporation. There's so many, you know, credit card bills. They want to keep that organization alive. That's a giant community. And what it is really, with any organization like that, is like an organism. It's like we have this gigantic organism that's the human race, and inside we have little substructures, and we have cities, and we have mayors and all that jazz, but corporations are like their own little substructure.
Well, take the police. They now are just militarizing, doubling, tripling, quadrupling their numbers, growing wildly, and it's all about protecting themselves now, not the public. It's all about, quote, the officers and their system. And
well, the crazy thing about the cops is the ones who are doing all the work aren't even the ones that, I mean, the cops that are out there, you know, that are driving on the streets and are arresting people, and like, if they're really working for the New World Order, they're us. They're getting screwed more than anybody.
Oh, I agree.
Being forced. They're not making money out of it. It's not like cops are getting rich.
No, I agree.
Being a cop is a dangerous job.
They do it for the system.
There's a lot of scumbags out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, most cops mean well, but have been given a false template. They believe when they take a teenager to jail for some marijuana that it's a good thing.
But I think because of the fact that most cops mean well, I think ultimately it's going to be very hard to have a police state because they'd be policing their own people. They'd be policing themselves.
Well, Joe,
they'd
I got stories
their own
here.
Family.
I got stories here where a woman's drinking a glass of water in a wine glass with her child, and after going to the dentist, and they pull her over in Phoenix and go ahead and take her to jail. And
she might have been a douchebag. You ever think of that?
So
that
she
lady
deserved
might have
it.
Been a crazy pain in the ass. They might have pulled her over, and she might have said a bunch of dumb stuff and yelled at the cop, and
she
might have been lying.
It?
She might have been drunk. She might have been doing coke. She might have smoked a joint. Who knows? I don't know that lady.
She might be a mass murderer, executor.
But let me tell you something. Every time I get pulled over by cops, you know what I say? Sorry, sir. Here's my license. Here's my registration. You know how many times I've been arrested? Zero. You know why? Because I respect cops. I know a lot of cops from jiu-jitsu. I know a lot of cops from all my years of training martial arts. I've met a lot of them. And they're just dudes. They're dudes who want to
get
a job.
Well, I totally agree that
they have a very stressful, screwed-up job.
It's a compartmentalization, Joe, is what I'm saying. But there's no doubt.
Is that if a lady gets pulled over drinking a glass of water and they lock her in a cage, maybe there's some more to the story. Maybe that lady's crazy.
Well, it was in the Phoenix newspaper, so it's all broke now.
Well, it's in the Phoenix newspaper. It doesn't mean she's not a nut.
Well, we're going to be getting
her
on.
She can easily be a nut. It's a good story to put in the Phoenix newspaper.
But
and it's a good version,
or,
her version of it.
Okay, have you heard police are now running checkpoints, taking blood, Joe?
Listen, I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube of cops tasering dudes for no reason at all. I'm with you that sometimes things go horribly wrong and that those dudes are under a constant amount of stress, and sometimes when people don't comply, they have just heard enough and they pull out that taser and they blast them, and it makes for a very funny video online. I've seen it happen.
But, Joe, it's getting
egregious.
Worse.
It
Here's
is getting
the deal.
Worse, but you're not supposed to give dudes tasers.
I understand.
You're not supposed to give them a middle option. It's like, you remember in Star Trek, you know, they had the gun that was set to stun or to kill? You know, look, it should only be kill, all right? You shouldn't be spanking people. I mean, people aren't children.
I agree.
You don't spank kids and you don't taser people.
Joe, I want to shift gears.
The only time you take someone out is if they're dangerous and you should kill them. You should just blast them. Let's get them off the planet.
JoeRogan.net. I want to get Burmese in here for a minute because he's a big fan of Ultimate Fighting, big fan of yours, and he was one of the guys that made Loose Change. Go ahead and say hi to him.
Hey Joe, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
You want to say anything about 9/11 to him?
I just wanted to check out. He should check out the Amalgam Virgo document. He talked about the Northwoods document, but Amalgam Virgo was the drill that they ran in June 1st and 2nd of 2001, where they actually drilled ramming a hijacked airliner into the Capitol building while other attacks were going on.
And the World Trade Center and Pentagon.
Yeah, and it had a second part where they were actually going to do live fly hijack exercises where they were going to have FBI agents on deck with a flight crew and then divert the planes to Alaska. So yeah,
and then tell him, that, which is in Northwoods, but tell him Springman, the head of the embassy, the head, was told these are U.S. government agents, let the hijackers back in.
Yeah, well,
interviewed him again for this new film.
Yeah, in the new film, Fabled Enemies, we have J. Michael Springman, who was the consulate at Jeddah in the visa department. His job was to give people visas or not give people visas. And his thing was he was not giving a lot of these people visas. And then his superiors would be like, no, you need to give them a visa. And he was like, why? And they'd say, well, it's national security purposes. And then he talked to some of his buddies at the CIA, and they let him know that this was actually a program to bring Islamic militants into the United States to work with their asset, Osama bin Laden. And, you know, the interview was awesome.
Now, did you just hear that, Joe?
Yes, I did. And that's if that's true, that's really scary. And you know what? I believe it probably could be true very easily. Now, here's my question, though. If there is something like this that happens, say if 9/11 was this gigantic staged act and that they had set it up in advance and somehow or another had rigged the gigantic building so that they would, you know, be, what is it, thermate, so it cuts through the middle and it brings the buildings down, that's the speculation, right?
Yes.
How many people had to be involved?
About 100. We broke it down to about 120. Stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes for InfoWars.com, folks, and for people watching in PrisonPlanet.tv with Joe Rogan. Then we'll be back for another 5-minute segment, another five after that. Then he's going to ride shotgun with us with Vincent Bulugosi. Stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network. Again, we'll continue behind the scenes right now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The
preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
But if you're Joe Rogan, you're a champion jiu-jitsu guy, mixed martial arts, he'll beat up the mugger.
Would you see?
Joe is really nice. He's agreed to stay with us a whole other hour. And we're going to have Burmese back in later to talk 9/11 with him. JoeRogan.net. Joe, I want to get back into 9/11 and other things later. But right now, I wanted to talk about DMT and electronic voting machines. Because I know you've talked a lot about both those issues, and they're both pretty darn important. You want to get into DMT first and the type of experiences you've had? I mean, you're a big health guy, but you've taken this, I guess, as a spiritual experience or whatever. You want to tell folks what happens when you take it?
I think that psychedelic experiences are the root of all religious experiences. That's what my personal belief is. I believe that these religious experiences that people have had without psychedelics are the result of natural endogenous dumps of psychedelics in your system. And this is from reading a lot of people's books. It's none of these are my ideas.
Yeah, you eat some bad cheese and it's got DMT in it. It's in a lot of natural things.
It's not that simple. It's not that you can't really eat DMT, because DMT, your stomach produces something called monoamine oxidase, and it breaks down.
You got to smoke it, but I mean, there's other things that'll make you hallucinate food, though.
There's ways that they've been doing it for thousands of years in the Amazon, where they make a brew called ayahuasca, and what it is the vine of one plant and then the leaves of another plant, and it's mixed together. So it's DMT is in one of the plants, and the other plant is what's called an MAO inhibitor, a monoamine oxidase inhibitor. And what that does is it allows them to take an orally active form of DMT. And this drug DMT, you know, you want to call it a drug, it's actually a natural human neurotransmitter.
No, I understand.
And it exists. I'm just saying to people that don't understand it, it exists everywhere in nature. It exists in thousands of different plants. It exists in human beings make it naturally. They believe the pineal gland is what makes it. And what that means, what the pineal gland is, it's literally your third eye. It's a gland in the middle of your forehead that in some reptiles, it actually has a retina and a cornea and a lens. I mean, it literally is a third eye. And this is where all the anecdotal evidence points to, that this gland is producing this crazy chemical.
During your sleep.
It's produced in your body, wherever it is, whatever makes it. When you take this stuff, you encounter the most unbelievably beautiful experience, ultimate wisdom, being in front of something that exposes every single aspect of your personality, of your thoughts, everything you've ever said and done. It's like reads you right through you, connects you to everything in the world, and you're being communicated with. Something is talking to you, and it's whatever it is, you're looking at it, and it's constantly changing, and it looks like, the way I describe it, I say it's like complex geometric patterns that are made out of love. It's some unbelievable experience, and your own brain makes this stuff, and they believe that your brain makes this stuff in mass quantities right before you die. So what you could be seeing when you do DMT, heaven, the idea of heaven, might be real. It might not be as simple as you die. It might be something far more complicated.
Now, Joe, if you love this stuff so much, I mean, you're a big health guy. You've only taken it twice, though. Is that because it's so heavy?
I've taken it a bunch of times.
Okay, well, I must have heard an old interview then.
It was an old interview. That was a few years ago. It's not something that you do all the time, though. It's something that you do, and then you have to really think about what you learned when you were having that experience. Because otherwise, you're going to lose your context. The problem with psychedelics is if you do them too much, you lose your connection to this world. You lose your connection to people and life and our culture and our society and communication and friendship. You lose your connection because the other world is so crazy and so alien to this world that once you've been in it a few times, this world doesn't make any more sense.
Stay there, so, Joe. I want to talk about how we're in one world while we're sleeping and another world while we're waking. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
5 minutes left with Joe Rogan by himself. Then we've got scheduled Vincent Gugliosi, the prosecutor of the Manson family. He's saying George Bush needs to be arrested and indicted for murder. So Joe will be riding shotgun with us for that. And then another 30 minutes after Gugliosi leaves us, we can get into a bunch of other issues. Always love having Joe on with us, and we've certainly waited too long to have him back up. We appreciate him coming on. JoeRogan.net. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We also have the viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv. And these are the type of great guests we bring you Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Joe Rogan, you were talking about this chemical that's in the brain associated with dreaming, associated with spiritual experiences, DMT. And the last time I'd seen an interview with you talking about it, you've taken it a few times. You since say you've taken it more. Again, please continue about the sleeping world, that reality, and then the waking world.
A lot of that is speculation by what happens to us when we sleep. What they believe is that DMT is produced in large levels during sleeping and during the moment before death. And one of the things about the DMT experience that's the most unsettling, or the strangest, rather, is that when you pop over there, you feel like you've been there before. Like, right away, you're like, oh, man, I've been here. Like, instantly, you recognize it. Almost like you go there all the time. And that's the idea behind it. The idea behind it is that there's something happens to us when we sleep, and that it's very possible that we enter into the DMT world when we're in the periods of heavy REM sleep. And the reason why they believe that is that one of the reasons is just like a dream. You know when you have a dream and you wake up and you're like, whoa, I had the craziest dream.
And it fades away in seconds.
And 5-10 seconds later, you can't remember the dream. A half an hour later, it's like, I had a dream. Like, you remember, like, little flashes of what you were talking about. Like, maybe if it's really crazy and you were talking about it, then you'll remember because you were talking to someone about it. Like, you wake your wife up and you just immediately start telling her about your dream, and then she'll kind of remember it, and then she'll remind you, and then you'll remember it. Well, that's what DMT is like.
What's that term? I'm in a movie about it. You'd think I remember the name. It's not astronaut. It's about people that are into experiencing, remembering their dreams, controlling their dreams.
Oh, lucid dreaming.
Yeah, lucid dreaming, but there's a term, Argonauts or something.
I don't know. But there's people that believe that is related to DMT, that the lucid dream and DMT is very closely related.
Well, here's the deal.
Dr. Rick Strassman, he's a guy out of the University of New Mexico, is doing all these crazy studies to try to figure out what is real and what is not. He's got this whole Cottonwood Research Foundation that is dedicated to finding out what the levels of DMT are in a bunch of different human different things that we do during the day, different actions, whether it's being scared or whether it's being in love. And they're going to do a whole bunch of studies to try to figure out what the levels are.
Well, all
it's
I know is
stuff.
I've had a few dozen dreams, and you always know after them, it's kind of a waking dream. You wake up, you're sweating, it's so intense. Like, I had a dream of this exact person that tried to mug me in Dallas. I'm like 15. I wake up, freaked out. I see this person in this green and yellow and pink shirt come around the corner and assault me. And as I was walking around this corner, about 5-6 months later, this person comes around the corner and attacks me, and it's them, and I was so, because I told people about it, Joe. And
you know why people think that that's crazy? Is because people can't do that all the time. That's the only reason why people think that's crazy. If you stop and think about all the crazy things that people can do, how about just the fact that we can see out of our eyes? We look through these organs in our head, and we can make out objects, and we can read things. And that's a crazy gift. Could you imagine if there were no eyes? Trying to describe the power of eyesight to someone if there were no eyes. It would be almost impossible.
Wow, Joe, that's amazing way to describe it. Blowing me away.
That is how it could be. It could be that there's a bunch of different things that are possible. We just don't have the capability to do it, or we're evolving the capability of it. Human beings aren't done evolving.
Joe Rogan's our guest. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Joe Rogan, host of The Man Show, Comedy Central, host of Fear Factor, host of a new big show coming out on CBS, host of Ultimate Fighting Championships, top comedian, good friend of mine. He was on with us in the last hour talking about electronic voting machines, government corruption, you name it. He'll be riding shotgun with us for the rest of this hour, but for the next 40 minutes or so, Vincent Bigliosi is our guest. He really doesn't need any introduction. Mr. Bigliosi was the individual who successfully prosecuted the Manson family and, of course, had a best-selling book there. Things he's written have been made into TV and movies, and it goes on and on. His new book is The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. Vincent Bugliosi, available at Amazon.com and everywhere else. And I tell you, we are really honored to have him on with us. And Joe Rogan, again, is going to be riding shotgun. And you know, he's really politically active and been exposing what the administration's been doing. So he'll be chiming in as well. Mr. Bugliosi, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I'm happy to be on the show, Alex. So I appreciate it.
You bet. You are a very well-respected prosecutor and crime investigator. What made you write this book, and why should, what a provocative headline, title, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. I mean, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Alex, I don't like to see anyone get away with murder, much less over 100,000 murders. When you stop and think about the thousands upon thousands of deaths in Iraq and the horror and the screaming and the sea of blood and the incredible suffering there, it's unimaginable. And the question is, who's going to pay for all of this? Someone has to pay. And the person that has to pay, obviously, is the one that's responsible for all of this horror and death and suffering. And that person, the evidence shows, is George Bush. So far, he's gotten away with murder. This book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, may put an end to it, may put him where he belongs in an American courtroom being tried for murder. This obviously is the most explosive book of my 30-year career. I've had three books, got up to number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Outrage on the Simpson Case, Helter Skelter, and The Sea Will Tell. And this book is not my magnum opus. That's Reclaiming History, The Assassination of President John F. Kennedy, which is presently being made by Tom Hanks and his people into a 10-hour miniseries for HBO. But this is the most explosive book. I'm dead serious about it. I've had 21 successful murder prosecutions, and at this stage in my life, you know, I'm 73, I wouldn't in a million years think of bringing a case against the President of the United States unless I thought there was sufficient evidence and that I was standing on very firm legal ground. And hopefully we'll be able to get into some of the evidence against Bush.
Well, let me just throw this out. And I've ordered the book. I haven't gotten it yet. I can't wait to read it, sir, and I really respect your opinion on this. My problem here is that we have the White House memos ordered by Bush to be written up by John Yoo, by, of course, now Attorney General, then Chief Counsel Alberto Gonzalez, a former Attorney General, saying they can torture children sexually with pliers, that they can torture someone to death, and if they didn't mean to kill them, it's okay. That right there, isn't that arrestable? I mean, isn't that Joseph Mengele-type stuff?
Yeah, this book has nothing to do with torture. When you talk about mass torture, you're talking about the International Criminal Court at The Hague, and they wouldn't even have jurisdiction to go after Bush for this because the United States was not a signatory nation to the agreement establishing the ICC. And it's not clear, it's not completely clear that Bush is complicit in this torture thing. He issued a executive order in February of 2002 mandating that all detainees are treated humanely. But this book has nothing to do with torture. It has something to do with murder, specifically the 4,000 U.S. soldiers who died in Iraq fighting Bush's war. There's kind of an echo, Alex, when I'm talking, if you can tell your radio guy to take the echo out.
Okay, we're not getting that on air, sir. I apologize.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Before we get into the evidence, just want to introduce Joe Rogan to you. And what do you think of the idea of this book? I mean, that's a stunning title by somebody of the caliber of Vincent Bugliosi, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder.
Here's my question. Do you really think that it is possible that after he's out of office that he could be brought into court and tried for something like this? Do you really believe that that's possible?
Or will Hillary or McCain or Barack Obama pardon him?
If you're talking about the law, Joe, there's still that echo there. If you're talking about the law, Jesus, the echo's getting worse and worse. So tell the guy to do something to take away this echo. Joe, if you're talking about the law, the evidence is very, very clear that he can be prosecuted for murder once he leaves office. Look, I'll give you a classic example. In 1974, when Nixon resigned, you're well aware that there was a movement to prosecute him criminally for crimes he committed while he was in office. And, of course, Gerald Ford, every word I say is echoing back to me.
Tell you what we're going to do, sir. We're going to give your number right now to my Texas studio, and we'll have you put on this line sir, since we can't fix it. That never happens unless we've got a big guest. It's very unusual. And, John, I am the number down here to Texas, and we'll get Mr. Bugliosi on right now via a Texas line. How does that sound, sir? We'll just.
Well, it sounds. Well, I'm still hearing the echo.
No, I'm saying we're going to call you back on another line. We're going to call you back on another line, okay?
Okay, I'll hang up.
Okay, yeah, they got Tinker Toys up there at the network.
So what do you mean by this usually happens when you have a big guest? Do you think this is like the government man?
No, I don't think so. I mean, here's an example. Happens probably 5-6 times a year. I had, last week I had Jesse Ventura back on for a second time, and for 5 minutes, the phone company over an ISDN line, where it's supposedly impossible, we have a recording of it, was saying hello, 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 in my ear over the end here. They couldn't hear it on the network end. It was only on one half the ISDN line, but we got it recorded here. So I don't know. No, it's Murphy's Law.
Huh.
You know, I mean, I guess you only have a blowout when you're on a mountain road by a cliff where it'll kill you. But you won't have one going down a pretty sunny lane. I mean, hell, I don't know, man. I just know it completely drives me up the wall.
It's amazing that this works at all. I mean, it's amazing that I'm on a cordless phone talking to you and you're streaming it live over the internet. How crazy is that? It goes on radio. It's in the air. People pick it up in their cars while they're driving. That's nuts. I mean, almost in real time.
Yeah, the network also has like $5 boards, specials Ted got at a garage sale or something. I think from East German origin. I'm joking. It just drives me up the wall. But
I guess people who are listening are saying that they're hearing an echo. On my message board, people keep saying, fix the echo, there's an echo.
Really? I'm not hearing that.
I don't hear it either, but I'm just, you know, on a phone.
Yeah, well, we've got actually the radio feed off a local radio station out there. It's not echoing. God only knows what's going on. Who knows anymore, Joe? God only knows. Getting back to what you were saying earlier, this is a pretty bold book for this guy to write. I mean, to come out and say this.
It sounds like a really bold book. I mean, I think a lot of people write books saying that, you know, that they think that, you know, he should be. I mean, a lot of people could write books saying that they think that he should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity or war crimes. But is that possible that he could be brought in? I mean, I know a lot of people share the belief, but is it physically possible? Could you ever imagine a president going to jail and or at least going to court? And being brought up on charges of his actions causing the unlawful deaths of other humans. Could you see that being possible? We would have to become so enlightened. As a culture, we would have to move so far beyond where we are now to actually bring this guy in front of a jury? Is that possible?
Well, we need to reclaim the name of this country. We have a really bad name worldwide now, Joe.
Oh, for sure. We had a great name when 9/11 happened. We had all this, you know, all these people all over the world that were felt sorry. I mean, even in France, they said like there was something in the paper that said something about today we're all Americans. I mean, that's a pretty amazing thought that, you know, this horrible tragedy linked all these human beings together and we all felt sympathy for each other, and that somehow or another over the past 7 years that sympathy has been completely eroded. Completely.
Let's go
not
back
only that,
to
just the opposite.
Well, I agree. Let's go back to Vincent Bugliosi, who's got the new book out, "The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder." Is the echo gone now, sir?
No, it's okay now, and I appreciate it. The law is very, very, very clear. It goes back to the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton, 1787, that once a president leaves office, he can be prosecuted for any crime he committed while he was in office. And I was talking about Nixon. There was a movement, a strong movement in America after he resigned to prosecute him for crimes like obstruction of justice and wiretapping and subornation of perjury. And then that was all obviated when President Ford granted him a pardon. So there's no question that he has no immunity from prosecution. Now, on the other question of the likelihood of this happening, I'll be candid with you. I do not believe there's a high probability of this, but I definitely believe there's a substantial possibility that George Bush will, in fact, be prosecuted for murder as a direct result of this book. And the main reason I say this is because of the great number of prosecutors in America I've established jurisdiction for in my book. I've spent well over 100 hours in the law library working on this jurisdiction issue. He can be prosecuted for the crimes of murder and conspiracy to commit murder under both federal and state law. Federally, the prosecutor would only be the U.S. Attorney General in Washington, D.C., acting through his Department of Justice. But on a state level, I've established jurisdiction for the Attorney General in each of the 50 states, plus the hundreds upon hundreds of district attorneys in counties within these states, to prosecute Bush for the murder of any soldier or soldiers from their state or county who died in Iraq fighting Bush's war. With all of these prosecutors, it could be it could number close to 1,000 prosecutors. And with all of the very powerful evidence of Bush's guilt that I present in my book, it's not unreasonable to believe, Alex, that at least one prosecutor in America, maybe many more, will be courageous enough to say, hey, this is the United States of America. No man is above the law. The evidence of George Bush's guilt is clear, so I'm going to go after him and bring about justice for the American people.
Stay there, sir. Joe Rogan, stay there as well. The new book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. We'll come back and specifically hear about what the crimes are from one of America's most famous prosecutors.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 27, 2008, gold 9-15-46. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 9-41-46, 463-70 for half, 231-85 for quarter. That's 9-41-46, 463-70, and 231-85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
We've got quite a combination here today. Vincent Bugliosi, who prosecuted successfully the Manson nutballs. He's written a bunch of best-selling books, three New York Times bestsellers. I want to get him back on sometime about his JFK info, because I actually disagree with him on that, but he's written the magnum opus on it, 1,000 pages. So we'll let him come on and school us about that in the near future, if he'll grace us. Quick segment now. I apologize to him about technical problems. Joe Rogan riding a shotgun. Go ahead, sir, right now. Get into why you think Bush is guilty and needs to be prosecuted for murder. Tell us why.
Okay, without getting into the legal complexities of malice aforethought and vicarious liability, which would be very dry and arcane, I can tell you that if Bush were prosecuted for murder, the central overriding question would be, did he take this nation to war in self-defense? If so, it's called justifiable homicide. He claims that he took the nation to war in self-defense, his so-called preemptive strike. If it came out at the trial, however, that he did not take the nation to war in self-defense, but he took the nation to war under false pretenses, then all of the killings in Iraq of American soldiers would be unlawful killings. And being unlawful killings, it would be murder. Let me just talk to you about some of the evidence. If we have time, we can get into more. But I think what I'm going to be telling you is going to be astonishing to you. It'll take a little time, but let me explain it to you. In George Bush's first speech to the nation, Alex, on Hussein in Iraq, October the 7th, 2002, Cincinnati, Ohio, he told Americans that Hussein was a great danger to America, either by Hussein attacking us with weapons of mass destruction or giving these weapons to some terrorist group to do so. And he said that this attack could happen, quote, on any given day, unquote, meaning that the threat was imminent. The only big problem for George Bush, and I don't know how he would get around this at the trial, is that on October 1st, 2002, 6 days earlier, the CIA sent George Bush its 2002 National Intelligence Estimate, a top-secret classified report representing the consensus opinion of all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies on the issue of whether Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country. And on page 8 of that report, it clearly and unequivocally says, and what I'm about to tell you, to my knowledge, has never appeared before in any American newspaper, any major American paper or magazine. Page 8 clearly says Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country. He would only be a threat if he feared that America was about to attack him. In other words, he would only be a threat if he was forced to fight in self-defense. Now, what we have here is this. We know then, we're not thinking, we know, that when Bush told the nation on the evening of October 7, 2002, that Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, he was telling millions of unsuspecting Americans the exact opposite of what his own CIA was telling him. I can tell you, Alex, that even if we had nothing else at all, and there's so much more, this alone shows that Bush took this nation to war on a lie, and therefore all the killings of American soldiers in Iraq were unlawful killings and murder.
But there's a key point there, sir, and I'd like you to elaborate on this and get Joe's comment, and then we'll come back and get into more details. We have plenty of time if you've got it. That is, not only was there not a threat if they didn't attack, so he lied and created a false threat, but then by going in, he did create a threat in case Saddam had nerve gas or something. And so not only did he lie, but then he did put the United States in a threat.
Oh, absolutely. Now, with respect to this national intelligence estimate, it gets worse, Alex. It gets worse. On October the 4th, just 3 days after the October 1st, 2002 classified report, Bush and his people had the CIA issue an unclassified summary version of the October 1st classified report so this could be released to the American people and Congress. This unclassified version became known as the White Paper. And in this White Paper that was shown to Congress and the American people, the conclusion of 16 U.S. intelligence agencies that Iraq was not an imminent threat to the security of this country was completely deleted from that White Paper that was shown to the American people. Every single one of those all-important words were taken out.
So then they falsified evidence.
Well, there's no question. I mean, I've got the goods on them. I mean, I'm not about at this stage in my career to bring a false case against George Bush.
Mr. Bugliosi, you talk about them being murderers, and they certainly are. Aren't you worried about them coming after you?
Well, that's something I'd rather not talk about. I don't want to put the thoughts in people's minds. I've had death threats throughout the years
in
various cases that I've prosecuted for murder. But some people are concerned because what it is the right wing in this country, and I'm a moderate, but the right wing has terrified this country, and people are afraid to take on the right wing. Right wing is not afraid of the left wing. The left wing is terrified of
Mr. Bugliosi, we're going to break, but I'm going to go ahead and skip this break. We're going to keep talking to you right now. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and folks listening on the internet, we were just talking to Vincent Bugliosi, and he was bringing up the fact that he's had all these best-selling books and books made into movies. He could not get a U.S. company to do the audiobook. He couldn't raise money when he always can to make this into a film. He had a lot of trouble getting a U.S. publisher. They are very scared of this. And I understand why. The prosecution of George W. Bush for murder. And, sir, you've never had trouble getting in the media before. You were telling me during the break, and you elaborate, that the mainstream media isn't touching this with a 10-foot pole.
They're just terrified, absolutely terrified. I mean, I used to start out all my books on Good Morning America, the Today Show. I've been on TV hundreds of times. But when they hear this title, the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder, they say, oh, well, you know, we can't get into that. Publishers would say to me, Mr. Bugliosi, are you sure you want to publish this book? And one put it in black and white, too hot to handle. They're terrified of the right wing in this country. They're terrified of these people. They're terrified of the Rush Limbaughs of the world. I'm telling you that a shadow of fear has descended on this country. And even though the publishers were very sympathetic with what I was saying and recognized the tremendous marketability of this thing, their fear trumped money. But I'm going to get it out there. I'm going to get it out there. And the documentary people under my direction are going to start reaching out very soon to the prosecutors of America to find a courageous American prosecutor to go against this guy, George Bush. He's gotten away with murder. No one has done anything about it. No one now wants to even talk about it, and that's why I'm happy to be on your show. But the mainstream media is terrified. They do not want to touch this book at all.
Joe Rogan had brought up earlier, when we were getting you back on the line, Mr. Bugliosi, that this has destroyed our name, this fraudulent war, these hundreds of thousands of dead, that we have to do something. We have to at least speak out against it, because if we don't, it's all being done in our name. And you talk about 100,000 dead. The Lancet study and one other now have been confirmed, over 600,000 dead.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, there's one poll that shows, one survey showed over a million. I'm being very, very conservative when I say over 100,000. Very, very conservative.
Mr. Bugliosi?
Yeah.
Are you aware of the man who wrote that book, Fortunate Son? J.H. Hatfield?
No, what does that hold?
He was murdered and put in a bathtub.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't want to add to this, and I understand that. I don't talk about the death threats I get. But it's one thing to get a threat from the, you know, the Manson kooks. It's another thing to be going up against the new Adolf Hitler. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I feel that I don't have any choice. People say how courageous and brave I am. No, I'm not a brave, courageous person. It's anger. Every time I see George Bush with a big smile on his face, and I know that young American soldiers who never even had a chance to live out their dream are being blown to pieces by roadside bombs in Iraq, and this guy here, and the evidence is overwhelming. In my book, I have a whole chapter on it. This guy here, while all this horror was taking place, had fun, and lived life to the fullest. I'm talking about running, bicycling, joking with friends.
No, they admit.
Back.
Let me stop you. And I mean, Joe was going to throw something in, but I totally agree. He lied and said he hadn't played golf since the war started. Then mainstream news admitted hundreds of times videoed playing golf. It's just constant lying.
Yeah.
They admit he takes a 2-hour nap. He exercises for 3 hours a day. None of us can do that. I mean, this guy lives the life of some type of little tart or something. Joe, you were going to say something?
Well, I was. First of all, I saw the thing about golfing. That was pretty shocking that he would lie about that. I mean, he must know so little about this age of information, how quickly they can research something like that.
Well, he's in Crawford, Texas in 2005, August 13th. He's bicycling and telling the reporters this is a slice of heaven. I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy has enjoyed himself throughout this whole war. You don't have to take my word for it. Bush himself has told people how much he's enjoyed life throughout the entire period of this war. Let me give you a couple quotes.
Well, hold on. What about his mother? She was asking about all the dead.
Mother. Yeah, that sweet, sensitive mother.
Well, she said, why should I care about body bags and dead troops? Why should I think about that with my beautiful mind?
Of course, yeah. That's all in my book. I'm going to give you some quotes from this guy, and when I give you these quotes, I want you to try to imagine in your wildest imagination Roosevelt and Truman and LBJ and Nixon during their respective wars saying things like this. This is George Bush. Right in the middle of this hellish conflict that he created in Iraq with young kids coming home in an aluminum box, and the parents are told, don't open it up because the contents are unviewable. Here's George Bush. Laura and I are having the time of our life. I'm in a great mood. It's going to be a perfect day. I'm feeling pretty good about life. This guy has enjoyed himself throughout the whole period of this war. He's unbelievable. He hears reports that 8 American soldiers are blown to pieces by roadside bombs in Iraq, and the very next day he's on a street stage in Tbilisi, Russia, swiveling his hips like Elvis to blaring folk music. He has not suffered one day, and I want to put a thought in his mind that he's going to take with him to his grave, that someone may tap him on the shoulder after he leaves office and say, Mr. President, there's some prosecutor up in Fargo, North Dakota. We're due up there Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock. He's charging you with murder. There's no statute of limitations for murder, and there's hundreds of prosecutors out there that could bring this action against him. And I want to bring this guy to justice.
Well, remember Clinton, that grand jury made him testify. Sure, go ahead, Joe.
So for the legally ignorant like myself, so any prosecutor from any state can bring up these charges against the former president?
I've established that, yes, as long as a soldier from their state or county died fighting George Bush's war.
Wow.
It gets into the issue of overt acts,
and that shows cause. That shows cause and shows you've been hurt. Showing the corpse, right? It's showing how you were individually hurt.
Well, here's what it is, and we're getting into a detail here. He can be prosecuted for two crimes: murder and conspiracy to commit murder. The heart of conspiracy to commit murder is an agreement, and obviously there was an agreement back here to take this nation to war. That's back in Washington D.C. However, the agreement is not enough to make a conspiracy. There's got to be an overt act committed to further the object of the conspiracy.
And then they put out fake data.
Pardon?
Then they put out fake data. That's that.
Okay. The two overt acts here that were committed in all 50 states is the lies that George Bush told in Washington, D.C., Cincinnati, that by way of radio and television went into the homes and cars of every state of this union. That's an overt act. The other overt act is recruiting soldiers from the 50 states to fight his bogus war. Once an overt act has been committed in a state, that state has jurisdiction to prosecute for the conspiracy to commit murder, even if the agreement is in some other state. The law is very clear on this. I've done my homework. I go to court, and I'm prepared. So they have jurisdiction. Now, once they have jurisdiction for the conspiracy to commit murder, then all murders that were committed pursuant to that conspiracy, the state also has jurisdiction to prosecute for those murders.
And
I want to get into another rule.
Individual acts, meaning that if he's exonerated for any one of them by the future president, if the future president decides to absolve him, he's still, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of individual cases you could try him on.
No. If the succeeding president were to pardon him, he could not be prosecuted. If he were pardoned, he could not be prosecuted.
So it's not like it's a bunch of different acts. If the next president pardons him, he pardons him for.
But we've never had a pardon, have we, for a bogus war?
No. This is the first time. We've been in existence for close to 300 centuries. No American president would ever dream of taking this nation to war under false pretenses. This guy is an aberration. He's a grotesque anomaly. Let's hope we never have another one like him. I want to talk about one other piece of evidence, and there's so much more in my book. January the 31st, 2003, close to 2 months before Bush invaded Iraq, Bush and Tony Blair, British Prime Minister, meet in the Oval Office with 6 of their aides, one of whom was Blair's chief foreign policy advisor, David Manning.
Is this the White House memo where he talks about painting a U.S. plane up like a U.N.?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's in my film, Terror Storm.
And that's what you read about, that I wrote about, yes.
What is he trying to do? Say that again?
Here's what happened. Manning wrote in the memo, and he wrote it the very, very same day. It was a 5-page memo stamped extremely sensitive, that during the meeting, Bush and Blair expressed their doubt that any weapons of mass destruction would ever be found in Iraq. Now, this is 2 months before he goes to war claiming that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But here's where it gets even worse than that. Manning wrote that Bush was so worried and so upset over the fact that UN inspectors had not found any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that he talked about, quote, provoking a confrontation with Hussein three possible ways of doing it, one of which, as you indicated, Alex, was to fly U-2 aircraft over Iraq, falsely painted in United Nations colors. And Bush said, if Hussein fires on this aircraft, it would be a violation of UN resolutions and would justify war.
But so that would mean that he thought the UN was going to go along with that lie.
Well, no. He's not talking about the UN doing it.
No, I know the U.S. doing it. I understand.
Yeah. But anyway, here we have George Bush telling Americans, telling the world, that Hussein is an imminent threat to the security of this country, and we have to strike first in self-defense.
And they're trying to provocateur.
But behind closed doors, this small man is talking about how to provoke Hussein into a war. The very last person in the world that someone acting in self-defense would try to provoke is the person they're in deathly fear of, the person who's about to kill them.
And isn't that, as a prosecutor, key to show that he consciously, premeditatedly knew he was fixing intelligence around it and trying to provocateur, as the White House memo says, Downing Street memo says fixing intelligence around it. So that shows that they knew they were lying and it was
absolutely
a fraud.
That's the Downing Street memo, but I'm talking about the Manning memo.
No, the White House memo.
Which is even more important. The Downing Street memo is that we've decided to go to war, now let's fix the facts to justify the war that we already want. But
separately,
the Manning Street memo, we got George Bush talking about how to provoke Hussein into a war. If he felt that Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, the thought of provoking Hussein into war would never, ever, ever have entered his mind. We're talking about bad people here now. And they've gotten by with it because of the incredibly inept and spineless media. We're talking about media who are literally physiological marvels. They're able to sit erect in front of a camera without having a spine. I'm talking about the Charlie Roses of the world and the George Stephanopoulos's. But I'm not going to let this guy get by with it if I can prevent it.
Okay, Joe Rogan, any questions or comments?
Here's a question. Would other people have to be prosecuted as well? Would the Senate have to be prosecuted? If you prosecuted George Bush for these crimes, would other people have to be brought in?
Well, they would not have to be, but they would. Undoubtedly, Bush conspired with these people. He didn't take the nation to war all by himself. There's no question that Cheney and Rice are involved, probably Rove. They'd all be prosecuted.
The Office of Special Plans, they created a special intelligence unit to make stuff up.
I'm talking about Feith's group. Yeah. Here we got 16 authorized U.S. intelligence agencies, but then they wanted their own bought and paid for agencies, so they have this guy Feith, who's working at the Department of Defense, has no experience whatsoever in intelligence, and this rogue group on its own is trying to feed Bush exactly what Bush wants to hear.
But Brownie, you're doing a hell of a job.
Pardon?
Remember Brownie, you're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
What do you believe is going to happen if the Democrats win? And is that going to make any difference? Is that going to change the climate of a possible prosecution?
Well, you see, on a federal level, let me explain it to you. On a federal level, there's really only one prosecutor who could bring these charges. That's the U.S. Attorney General in Washington, D.C. Now, there are 93 U.S. attorneys throughout the entire country. And theoretically, they could bring the charge also. But as a practical matter, it's very, very unlikely that they would go against Bush without the consent of their boss, the Attorney General of Washington, D.C. So from a realistic standpoint, on a federal level, we're only talking about one prosecutor, the U.S. Attorney General of Washington, D.C. But on a state level, we're talking about 50 attorney generals throughout the country, plus the district attorneys in counties within those states. And I say that it's not unreasonable at all to believe that there's one guy out there, at least one guy, that's going to be courageous enough to step forward and say, I'm going to go after him.
Okay.
I'm going to go after
Joe?
him. I think you're making sense, and I think that is possible. What I'm saying is, do you believe that in the wake of a Democratic election, if the Democrats win, do you think that it's possible that people will start looking at this war, at this presidency, looking at it more clearly? And
yeah, does that increase the chances of...
No, I think that after and it's just speculation, people are concerned about what the Dodgers are doing or the Yankees. Their memory is as permanent as a breath upon
air. Well, look what Bush did for Pardongate with Clinton. He called Congressman Burton's committee and said, drop your investigation, let's just start anew. So there's this tendency to cover up the crimes of the last administration by the new one because they want to get their back scratched when they leave in 4 to 8 years.
Absolutely. I think the likelihood of a prosecution here is going to be on a state and local level. I don't have any confidence in any Democratic president instructing his attorney general to bring charges against Bush. He's going to probably be catering to the right wing. They all cater to the right wing. What they don't realize is that the only way you can cater to the right wing is to change your registration. And by the way, I want to say this very, very clearly to your audience, because there's been some suggestion that this is politically motivated. I've been a lifetime Democrat only because I am always for the little guy, and unless there's some compelling reason to be otherwise, I'm for the little guy. But my political orientation is not rigid. I supported McCain's run for presidency in 2000. And in my professional career, whether I'm prosecuting a murderer or whether I'm writing a true crime book, credibility has always meant everything to me.
Well, Vincent Bugliosi, we understand this isn't left or right, and we understand, and this is a conservative/libertarian show, so we don't really get into the whole left-right paradigm. I would love to invite you back on to get into a part two of this book in the next month or so, sir.
I'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir, and I'd also like to talk about your new JFK book, that you've got out. It's 1,000-something pages.
Well, no, it's more than that. It's the equivalent of 13 volumes of 400-page books. It's already come out. And it just won the Edgar Allan Poe Award for the best true crime book of the year. I was in New York City last year.
Well, I mean, how long is it really? I read it was like 1,500 pages.
Well, the main text is 1,630 pages or something, but then there's a CD-ROM attached to it of another 1,000 pages. So it's
what
the
is
book
your take on the JFK?
It's the book on the case, and review after review saying it's a book for the ages. Scott Turow said centuries from now people are going to be reading this book. And as I say, Tom Hanks and his people are doing a 10-hour
Yeah, no. Mr. Bugliosi thinks he has the proof that it was a lone guy that did it, and I can't wait to have him on to talk about it.
I'd love to be on the show.
Well, sir,
I like you guys.
Listen, there's
You're
no
stand-up guys.
There's no
stand-up.
Time like the present. How about I set you up in a week or two to come on and talk about it?
Okay. The only problem there is that I may be I have a heavy schedule right now, so I'll give you a phone number. Call Sandy Mendelson 212.
Oh, hold on. Let's not give her number out on air, sir.
Okay.
During the break, let me talk to you right now.
Okay.
Okay. Stay there, sir.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs?
Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Well, we've had Joe for about an hour and 50 minutes. He's agreed to stay with us until near the end of the next hour. I don't want to twist his arm, but he says he's having fun. So next hour, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. We'll also give the local in-studio number out here in Austin, Texas, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or 512-646-5400. Your chance to talk to the host of Ultimate Fighting Championships, the man, Joe Rogan, joerogan.net. Of course, news radio star, star of Fear Factor, star of a new big CBS show coming out that's top secret. He can't talk about it. Internationally known, a top comedian, just an amazing individual. Joe, it has been real fun having you on. And I tell you, I'm glad that off air you've agreed to come on every few months because I really look forward to it.
Well, the last time I was on was like September 11th, I think.
Yeah, we had quite a fight on air.
Yeah, well, you know, I just thought you were jumping to conclusions about it. And who knows, like I said, as time changes, the more, you know, you look at events of the past, and the more I look at what's going on in the present, the more I think, wow, I mean, how crazy is reality? You know, what is actually possible? How much actually has been conspired? I mean, how crazy would it be if it really was a gigantic conspiracy? And if Alex Jones is 100% right?
Well, I wish I wasn't. I mean, here's an example. I read in government biology reports, because I'm a weirdo, I read stuff like that, in 1998 that they were half-human, half-cow creatures being grown in South Korea in cows for harvesting their DNA. Now, that finally hit the BBC 2 weeks ago.
I think that's I always said that if they're telling you that they can clone people, the guy telling you might be a clone.
Exactly.
By the time it gets to us, by the time that information gets to the general public, it's different now because of the internet. The internet things just get out. But, you know, like decades ago, come on, nothing got out. If they wanted to hide something, that's what people don't understand. When people look at, like, hiding things and conspiracies, they look at, like, a possible conspiracy, like how difficult it would be to do in 2008. I mean, we compare it to the context that we think about it in is our life now in the age of information. But this is so recent, just a decade ago, just 10 years, just a few thousand days. No one had this kind of access to information. We're Googling things in your iPhone and the high-speed internet everywhere virtually and Wi-Fi and so many different places.
Well, Joe,
this is a different world we live in.
You're right. A lot of professors and information technology experts and security experts, people I've talked to, say that the establishment still run by like 70, 80, 90-year-old men, and they thought they could carry out a 9/11 like they did with JFK and be able to cover it up and control the info. They didn't even realize, even though they had think tanks telling them, that things have changed today, but they're still able to suppress a lot of the different secret aircraft they had. Like the SR-71 was in service in the early 50s, wasn't declassified till the 70s. In 1970, they already had the B-2 bomber out. It wasn't declassified till 87.
Yeah, all that stuff was easy back then. It's so much more difficult now with Google Earth and all this different stuff. I mean, Google Earth, you could go look at Area 51. You know, how crazy is that? You could look at it. I mean, there's images of it online. There's pictures of it now. I mean, who knows if that's even a functional area anymore? But for the longest time, that was a legitimate secret military base in the middle of the desert. Like
Joe Rogan,
real deal.
JoeRogan.net's the website, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are my websites. Joe, stay there. Back in 70 seconds. You got the floor. What do you want to talk about when we get back?
Whatever you want to talk about, man. I'm down with everything.
We can get more into DMT and dreaming and which consciousness is more real, or is it two separate, equally real consciousnesses? And we'll also take phone calls at 1-800-259-9231 or 888-201-2244. We'll be right back with Joe Rogan. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have a rule. We do not screen your phone calls. Unless you're a half dozen stalkers I've got and I recognize your voices, and I still let you on. If you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. 1-800-259-9231. And here in my in-studio number, 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Will in Philly disagrees. His call is coming up after the break. But Joe, there is so much to discuss, so much going on. Going back to a discussion we were having 45 minutes ago, DMT, which is a naturally occurring chemical in the brain associated with dreaming, associated with these out-of-body experiences, because I've read up on it as well. And I was telling the story, and folks, the government believes this. We're going to get General Stubblebine, a three-star general, back on. We're lining him up because George Clooney's making a movie about him with the writer that wrote a book about me in Bohemian Grove, John Ronson. Jack Black's making a movie about that, making fun of me and others. Called Them, but this is a separate book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and I've had Stubblebine on, and he believes that he can astrally project. This is a former Special Forces commander of all Special Forces. They train the Special Forces to do this. I've had Special Forces on the show. I never get into weird stuff like that, except that the government believes it, and they've experimented with DMT and other hallucinogens and other chemicals that are naturally in the body or things that trigger those natural things. That's all drugs do is trigger other things in your body. You know me, I'm a teetotaler, folks, and Joe knows that too, because I'm on my own drugs, my own endorphins. Every day is a trip for me, you know, being alive in this incredible reality. But I've had many dreams, and I don't talk about most of my dreams, kind of like that Fleetwood Mac, you know, the crystal visions. I keep my visions to myself. But over and over again, I've had a dream, say, when I'm 10, about on a golf course in front of my parents' house, they're going to build a house there. And, you know, I pictured myself walking into, looking out at, you know, in a window at night, and I would have the dream recurring. Then years later, they built a house there, and me and friends as teenagers went in and looked out that very window on that golf course, and a dog I saw in the dream run across the golf course, came running across. It was the exact same thing. This wasn't like deja vu where I told people about this dream, but I've had dreams where I was mugged and the very guy, the very shirt, and these dreams are always very upsetting is how I know it's real and going to come true. But Joe wanted to get back into that with DMT experiences, Joe.
Well, first of all, the Army Research Group has known about DMT since the 60s. The way Terrence McKenna found out about DMT is he had a friend who was a scientist who was working for the Army Research Group, and this guy brought home some DMT, and he gave it to Terrence to try, and it was something that they were experimenting with. They were trying to figure out what it is. So they've known about it for a long time. The fact that they've been able to keep this under wraps is really crazy. The fact that they've been able to keep this substance a secret. I mean, if it was a plot in a movie, you would never believe that they'd be able to keep this a secret. If there was a plot in a movie, and in the movie there was a powder that existed, this substance, this compound, that existed in almost everything. It exists in all these different kinds of plants, and people make it in their own bodies, and this substance allows you to have essentially an experience where you're communicating with something above reality, something above you, whether it's a god or whether it's angels or whether it's some sort of an interdimensional
intelligence.
But that's
it, Joe. I'm a pretty secular mainline guy. I've had experiences I won't say on air because they make fun of me, and a lot more bizarre than that. And I mean, this stuff is real. I told people, man, I had this upsetting dream. It's like those dreams I have that come true. I told people about it, and then it happened.
Well, Alex, I don't think it's crazy. What I'm saying is that we only think it's crazy because we can't do it every day. But if you think about the things that we can do every day, just this, look at what we're doing right here. Is being able to predict an event any crazier than the idea that you and I are communicating right now in real time through the air across the world? I mean, that's nuts.
No, you're in L.A., I'm in Austin, the network's in Minnesota, the satellites are going around the Earth.
Yeah, the ability to predict the future is no crazier than that. That's just as crazy. It's just the ability to predict the future, the ability to see reality from other angles.
Well, that's what...
premonitions, all that stuff is just... We just can't do it all the time.
Stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes right now. Here we go.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. We had Jesse Ventura for you last week, Tommy Chung for you last week. We're going to have Tommy Chung and Cheech reunite. They just got back together last week for the first time in more than 20 years, they say, on this show coming up in about 2 weeks. Got some other big guests lined up during the week I'm not going to tell you about. Joe Rogan, host of Ultimate Fighting, fighting champion in his own right, starred in a whole bunch of top TV shows. I mean, the list goes on and on. JoeRogan.net, got a lot of great comedy DVDs and CDs out there available. Find out more just by Googling Joe Rogan or going to JoeRogan.net. Look, I know I've got 20-something phone calls here. The phone system's completely filled up, which it always does. I don't know how we're going to get to everybody, but we'll go to those in a few minutes with Joe Rogan. I don't want to burn him out coming on the show. But I'm really enjoying this. I want to have him back up soon. He's already been with us 2 hours. Joe, we were talking in the behind the scenes. You said what you call the fart principle, excuse your French, is so important that you wanted to say it to the full audience. So tell us about the methane gas principle.
Well, this is what it means. It's a silly name, but the reason why I call it that is because, you know, what the idea behind it is if you look at reality and how you perceive reality, we look through our eyes, we smell through our nose, we hear things. Well, if somebody farted around you and you couldn't smell, if you didn't hear it, you'd have no idea that anything was going on. If you didn't have a sense of smell, there'd be something invisible that you would not be able to detect. And you'd be just sitting in someone's stink and not even knowing about it, right? How do we know that there aren't an infinite number of things that we can't detect and we can't even imagine because we just don't have the sensitivity to it?
Well, the mathematical equations
could very easily be.
Well, the mathematical equations show that, Joe. It shows there are other dimensions all around us.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. I mean, I've heard that. I don't really understand it. I can't really follow the logic of it. I'm not a mathematician. But from what I understand, you know, when you hear these guys talking about quantum physics and things, that they actually can sort of mathematically show that it's possible for there to be 11 different dimensions. But what I'm saying is, how do you know it's not infinite? How do you know that everything is not infinite? That what we're existing in is a very narrow bandwidth, a very narrow bandwidth of, you know, several dimensions we can see and touch and hear. And how do we know that there's not an infinite number of other possibilities that our imagination can't even perceive?
Well, radio waves are invisible. TV waves are invisible.
Exactly.
Cell phone waves are invisible.
All of that. There could be billions of different types of things like that are invisible. It's very possible.
Well, let me go back. 80-year-old German quantum mechanics expert said that if Saturn is a gas giant, its mass should express some seventh or eighth dimensional vortex, and that on its poles it would have giant ice hexagons. And then when, was it Voyager flew over the top, it had a perfect hexagon on the top. They said it will express on a vortex, and it ended up expressing. I mean, that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, what science has been able to predict and perceive and, you know, in regards to anything in space, black holes and hypernovas and all, I mean, it's just more and more evidence of how infinite and vast everything really is.
Have you heard of
one of the things that you see in the DMT experience? One of the craziest things about the DMT experience is you have the feeling that you're connecting to everything all around you all at once. Like you're in the center of the universe, that like you're a part of every atom, and every atom is you, and you're connected to it all, which we really are. I mean, it's an illusion. There is no real vacuum. I mean, there's something around us all this time. There's oxygen and, you know, molecules, and there's bacteria, and there's living organisms everywhere, and we're all connected to this gigantic organism called the Earth, and that's connected to space, which is connected to other planets. I mean, everything really is all connected. It's just a gigantic illusion that we're separate.
But as you said, to a psychopath, they don't recognize that when they kidnap a kid and torture him to death, that really hurt and destroyed an entire family and tore their guts out, because they don't have an olfactory nerve. They don't understand that they just went to the picnic party and diarrhea all over everything.
I think they did a lot worse than that. But yeah, I mean, what that's the real problem with karma, is people look at karma and they go, well, if karma is real, how come a guy like Bush is happy? How is that possible? Well, to a regular person, karma does work, and the way karma works is you put out good feelings, you put out positive energy and love and happiness, and you get that back, and you feel this exchange. But if you don't feel, if you're broken, if you're missing something, a portion of whether it's a personality issue or whether it's a mental imbalance, like there's a connection that's not being made inside your mind somehow, and you don't feel other people's pain, if you're one of those people, then really karma is not the same for a person like that. Because they're not going to feel the bad.
But see, Joe, I'm the opposite. I mean, I'm the opposite. I feel everything. It's so intense I can't even articulate it. It's like I'm on high. I mean, I feel the good, the bad, the ugly. It's like, just constantly. And I can't imagine somebody who doesn't feel it all.
Well, that's why you're compelled to expose all these different things and get on the radio every day and try to alert people. Look, people who don't know you, when people, you know, when I talk to people, they go, hey, you're friends with Alex Jones. What's he like? I'm like, Alex is a great guy. You know, he's like, he's always angry, he's fighting the world. He's like, he's just paying attention to all this crazy stuff, and he wants to alert people. That's really what it is.
Well, I know you want to alert people, too. It frustrates me to see people getting conned, getting hurt. It makes me mad at people who abuse and use people's ignorance against them. I mean, to me, that's like cheating. It's like a crime.
It is horrible. It is a horrible thing. But I think that it's very possible that all the stuff that human beings do is a part of like a gigantic mathematical program, and that there is always going to be a mouse, and there's always going to be a cat, and there's always going to be a dog, and there's always going to be a person. There's a balance that's set up to everything, and there's always going to be idiots, and there's always going to be psychos that take advantage of those idiots. And all you can do is try to steer this thing in the most positive direction possible, and steer it in a way and explain to people in a way that they say, well, maybe I should live my life thinking of other people as if they're just like me, that we're all the same thing. It's experiencing in this life through different circumstances. That's the only hope that we have as a race. If we can somehow or another think of all human beings as being the exact same thing at the base, like whatever you are is exactly the same as me, you would be me if you lived my life. If you were born me and you lived and had all my life experiences and all my the things that I've done and my memories and my genetics, and you lived to this point in time where I'm talking to you on the phone right now, you would be me talking to you on the phone right now. It's exactly the same thing.
With the same nature and nurture. Well, expanding on that, Joe, I see it as a crime against the universe to try to dumb people down, to try to limit their creativity, to try to limit the spectrum of experience and expression that they have. And so I know there's always good and evil.
It's certainly a crime, Alex, but isn't it possible that these people who commit these crimes, like that's a natural part of the whole evolutionary process?
But that's my point, is they're out of control. They're expanding it. They are.
Right, and they will be brought down because of it eventually, I'm sure.
All I know is my gut doesn't like them. My gut doesn't like them. Everything that's life and goodness, I know good and bad. And they're bad, and I don't like what shoots out of the end of their factory. I don't like what they produce, what they make. I'm just sick of them. They're scum.
They are, absolutely, you're right. But it might be a part of a natural process. There might need to be positive.
Yeah, and me getting my hands around their neck.
Moving along.
Me getting my hands around their necks can be part of a natural process, too.
Well, you know what, buddy? I would like to be there with a camera and put it on YouTube. I think we'd get a lot of hits.
Joe Rogan, he's something else. Let's take a call from somebody that disagrees. Will in Philly, you go right to the head of the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, it's great to have you on board. You're coming around.
Thanks, man.
You just summed it up. You just summed it up with the food chain. These people are social Darwinians, as Alex says, and anything they can do to us is justified just for that ipso facto. That they can do it, it's justified.
Yeah, I believe there are a lot of people like that in the world. I think you're absolutely right.
You said it's 70-30 for Alex. Let me tell you, my friend, it's more like 97-3. This gentleman did his homework. We need people like you, Joe. But if you come out, exercise a little bit of tact, because they will blacklist you.
Joe knows that. Joe's taking a risk doing this today.
Yes.
Nobody takes me seriously. That's the beautiful thing about me and me.
Yes, they do,
I'm a
Joe.
Goof. I'm a Fear Factor host and a dirty stand-up comedian, and I'm short, and I'm going bald, and I look dumb.
See, you're an icon, my friend, to some people. What's that? You're an icon to some people.
No, everybody I talk to likes Joe Rogan. Are you kidding? I mean, a lot of celebrities people hate. Oh, but everybody I talk to likes Joe.
He's a likable guy.
Well, that's very flattering, but I'm sure there's a bunch of people that think I'm a douchebag.
Burmese is in there salivating right now.
What's up, Jason? One thing, you can't do it all, Alex, but you...
I'm going to show people Burmese. Keep going.
Go to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. This is not an opinion. 50-ton steel beams don't eject 400 feet in gravitational collapses. To think that two planes can lead to the pulverization of three buildings is an absolute absurdity. You know, this is not an opinion. Check out Richard Gage's presentation, The Blueprint for Truth.
Absolutely.
My sentiments, Mr. Jones. I'm one of your best critics. I'm not one of these milquetoast guys that call up and act like I just try to get things out in the light to show people that you're not, you're 100% genuine in what you do, and you can't.
Well, let me say this. I try to be genuine. I try to tell the truth. Do I get things wrong?
We all do.
Last week, I did the analogy of how they kept the B-2 bomber secret, and I got the years wrong. But the point is, I try to tell the truth. I try to get it right. And I'm doing this because I love people, and I'm doing this because I hate abusers and bullies, and I've always hated them. And
that comes through clear, Mr. Jones. I just want to leave you with this. Isn't our existence amazing with the Creator? Imagine the things that we don't know. And isn't it funny how they demonize Mother Nature? It's sickening. They use it. They harness the power of Mother Nature themselves, and they demonize it.
All right.
Go to YouTube, Slave Plantation.
All right. Good to hear from you, sir. I appreciate it. We're going to continue behind the scenes with Joe Rogan, continuing taking calls. Anthony, William, Carl, Will, Mike, Ray, Scott, Mark, Rick, Kid, Nick, on and on and on. I don't know how we're going to get to all these with Joe Rogan. I had a ton of news I wanted to get to, but I'm just enjoying talking to Joe. And Joe's been really kind to spend this much time with us. JoeRogan.net, my website's InfoWars.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Okay, it's kind of helter-skelter crazy how I do this, because I'm doing behind-the-scenes radio show on the InfoWars streams, and then come back to everybody after the break. More of your calls coming up. I don't know how we're going to get to them all. Joe Rogan is guest hosting, I guess, riding shotgun with us today. Joe was asking me a question during the break about what's the master plan, and I said stage more terror, stage bio attacks, till we're all into herded cities and then wipe out the majority of us. That's their plan. That's why I get freaked out by them killing the dollar or calling for carbon taxes. It's because everything they said they'd do, they keep doing, and that means they're not deviating from their stated plan. I keep hoping they stop or slow down or quit. And then, Joe, you were asking another question. What was it?
Well, I was saying, do you think that it's possible that there's a solution to this in the form of technology? And do you think that maybe with the access to information that we have now, as it advances and becomes more and more instant, that human beings really will be connected in a much more tangible way than they are now? That once we have some sort of embedded, you know, technology, whether it's a chip in your brain or whether it's something new that we can't even imagine yet, that allows you to access to direct contact with information, like almost like being able to get on the internet without a computer.
Yeah,
and
again, it's a double-edged.
Everyone together in this one big grid. And if that is possible, I mean, look, the internet itself is the craziest idea ever. So crazy that they never even thought about it for a second on Star Wars or Star Trek or any of those things.
Even though they had it in the 50s.
No one knew what it was, though. No one knew what it really could be.
Yeah.
No one, even the government, had any idea that the internet could be what it is right now. This insane, immediate access to information, Google searching, all the different stuff that we have now, websites.
Joe, you know what's amazing? You always keep saying things that are actually things I've studied, and I get the idea you're organically seeing it extrapolate out. Actually, in 93, declassified January 7th, 2000, the Army War College came out, the Federation of American Scientists published it, it's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and they said that by 2024, their job will be inserting everyone in the world into racks. You know how in Tokyo, most people in the city now live in these racks, like coffins that come out of the wall?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Where you sleep and look at, well, the government's job will be inserting you with this. This is where the Matrix actually came from, and that we'll all be wireheads because the pleasure centers will be, you know, the studies with rats 30 years ago where it only punches the pleasure center till it dies. And so whereas that could empower us to all communicate with each other and be free, they're going to be running the program and only using it to control us so we accept going into the rack and then being killed.
Well, maybe, Alex, that really is a form of evolution. Have you ever thought about the idea that machines and technology and, you know, all the things that we use to advance our life, these things that are constantly improving and constantly being, you know, innovated and changed and they, these
But I consciously want to warn people about that danger.
But have you ever thought that these machines are almost like a symbiotic form of life that we share our existence with? I mean, if you didn't define life as biological, if you didn't define life as something that lives, no, dies, and rots and gets eaten by bacteria, and you looked at just cars, you would look at something that needs humans, because humans have to design it, and humans have to operate them.
But, Joe, what I'm saying, I understand what you're saying.
But humans need these things to move on. Isn't it possible that it is some sort of a symbiotic form of life, and that we may eventually evolve to the point where we become one with it, and that's our destiny?
Well,
that might be what technology is doing, Alex.
That is what the transhumanist, posthumanist believe, and what I'm saying is
Well, maybe that's what their goal is. Maybe they don't even realize what their purpose is.
No, they do.
Maybe they don't realize that their purpose is to get technology to a point where it can think rationally outside of human emotions and animal instincts.
But
so
the problem is,
real
Joe,
Cylons.
Sure. Yeah, Cylon invasion. What they're doing is, though, the globalists are engineering the architecture through their psychopathic mind. The new life form they're creating, you know, and we are creators in the image of God,
right,
is a system for dehumanization and control. So I'm not saying this couldn't be designed to empower. It could be designed to probably empower us, but I'm telling you, look who's building it. It's being directed by psychopaths.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand that they're building it for all the wrong reasons, that what they're doing is for all the wrong reasons, that they are sociopaths. Absolutely, I understand that. But let's look at it this way. What if there was a species far more evolved than human beings are today? What if they were 100% loving and 100% honest and 100% aware of each other and communicated with each other, like, instantly, and it was all positive, 100% positive, and this organism, this new species, was being threatened by humans? Wouldn't humans look like something that you would need to wipe out? We're a huge problem.
Yeah.
We're crazy.
We need to continue.
Eight.
I think that other group sounds boring. And we're going to run them down. You hear that? Broadcasting into the galaxy. We're coming for you, little green man. We're going to kick your butts out of your bases. They'll be ours within hours. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone.
Lighted Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good.
All right, let's go back to Joe Rogan. He was talking about his sensory deprivation tank, which is like the experience of the womb. No drugs involved. You just think you're floating in weightlessness back in the womb. Altered States, the movie's about that. And they're inside the salt tank, water and salt, near body temperature. And, Joe, you were talking about the experience because a caller, who I guess is friends with you, William in California, still on with us, was bringing it up. Go ahead.
I'm actually giving away my – I got a new tank design, and I'm giving away my old tank online. If you go to joerogan.net and you sign up for my mailing list, at the end of June, I'm giving away my isolation tank, and I'll have someone – I'll have it delivered to your house, and someone will set it up.
How often do you get in the tank?
I get in as much as I can. You know, it's a pretty intense experience, and sometimes I like to not get in it for a while and just kind of go over all the things that I've learned when I've been in there.
So what happens when you're in the tank? I've never done it.
Well, it's total. You're in total sensory deprivation. You don't feel anything. You don't see anything. You don't hear anything. And the reason being is that you're in this tank that's filled with water. The water is heated to 93.5 degrees, which is the same temperature as the surface of your skin. So when you're lying in it, you don't feel the water. Then on top of that, there's 800 pounds of salt in there, which makes you incredibly buoyant. And then you close the lid on this thing, and you're in total silence and total darkness. And what happens is, in the absence of sensory input, your brain just becomes like it's supercharged, like it's untethered, and it becomes literally like a seminar on your life. Anything that's been bothering you about your life will be dragged forth.
I gotta have one of these. I know you've invited me out to use it before. Next time I'm out in California, I gotta come. If you'll be gracious enough, let me get in the tank.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's a place where you can rent one and use it in Austin. If you Google where to float, if you go and you Google that, there's a website that'll
pop up. 2 hours later, I'm in one.
Yeah, literally, man.
I'm kind of afraid to get in one, man. I'm already pretty whacked out.
Well, it'll definitely be eye-opening because a lot of people run from reality. And when you
not
get
me.
In an isolation tank, there's nowhere to run. You might not even think you run from reality, but there might be something you're running from.
That's
there might
it. Be I'm going to get in one, and I'm going to report back what happened.
Please do, man. It's a very intense, natural psychedelic experience. And I think psychedelic experiences are good for everybody. But I think a lot of people are, rightly so, a lot of people are afraid of drugs. Because there's a lot of dangerous drugs.
Oh, that was the thing. DMT. Now, you've had good experiences with this naturally occurring chemical, Joe, that you've taken. Other people, though, some people have bad experiences.
Well, the experiences that people are having, the reason why they're having bad experiences and so-called bad is because they can't handle the experience. The experience is mind-blowing. Terrence McKenna said it best. He said that it's almost possible that you could die from astonishment.
Now, let's be clear. This all came from the military, and now...
Well, it didn't come from the military. It's been used by the Amazons and
no,
the
I meant in our modern...
Yes, well, it was. I don't know the exact history of it, or I don't recall.
Well, let me tell people the history.
But I believe it was synthesized in 1931. And I think there's a bunch of people that went down to the Amazon and they brought this stuff back. And they initially called it telepathine. because one of the chemicals in one of the plants, they labeled it telepathine because it literally allowed people to telepathically communicate. Then they realized that this chemical that they labeled telepathine was actually already labeled. It was called harmine. So through the rules of scientific nomenclature, the original name stuck. But they tried to name it telepathine after they figured out what it did.
Well, let me go back and comment on that, Joe, since you raise it. I mean, you know, LSD was big in the 40s with the Skull and Bones crowd, the owners of Time Life Books, others. They were taking it, and then they decided to give it to the college kids, so they put the ingredient list out, you know, black sedans pulling up, the CIA put it all over the U.S. to see
where are they now? We need some acid right now. It would help everybody.
Well, instead of all the...
Tell those guys to go back to work.
Well, they thought it'd be used to control people. Then they decided it was actually freeing people's minds, so they banned it. So now all there is the toxic, dirty junk that's out there from people having to mix too many chemicals to get the same thing. But yes, I mean, the first time
heard... Well, that's the crazy thing, Alex, about DMT, is that you really can't stop the source of it because it's in so many different plants. It's in grass. It's in phalaris grass. It's a very common grass. There's many, many plants that you can find online that contain this chemical. And DMT is like, the way I describe it is like mushrooms times a million plus aliens. I mean, it is the most mind-blowing psychedelic experience. You will never...
What happens metabolically? What happens to the heart rate and things when you're on this?
Well, you know, it could be dangerous if you have high blood pressure. One of the things that they found that was a little scary during the DMT experiences where that people's blood pressure would go through the roof because they would freak out. But it's really because like McKenna said, that you're almost dying of astonishment. You know, astonishment is a big theme in the DMT experience. And when you go over there, one of the first things that these
But see,
DMT
I'm already in that.
One of the first things they try to communicate with you is to try to not give in to that astonishment. They literally say to you, do not give in to astonishment. And this is something that McKenna had said, and when I experienced it, it was like I was hearing his words bounced back to me from these creatures as if they knew that I had read all McKenna's stuff, that I was preparing for this. It's the craziest experience ever. You're talking to, like, ultimate wisdom, ultimate love, and just intelligence so beyond your grasp that you can't even really... It's like flying through your brain, and you're trying to grab hold of it as it's passing.
What do these creatures look like?
They don't look like anything. They look like everything. They look like everything there is all together all at once. The way I always describe it, like I said before, it's like complex geometric patterns that are made out of love. But the crazy thing about it, it doesn't seem like they're creatures. It seems like what you're communicating with is everything. It's like you're communicating with the wiring under the board. You're communicating with the code. You're communicating with God.
You're in the electricity. You're traveling through the electricity.
You are the electricity. You're everything. That's everything is all together all at once. It's mind-boggling. And when you come down from it, when you come back to reality, it's very difficult to assimilate. And I think that's one of the reasons why you forget about it so quickly.
Now, have you videotaped yourself because you don't remember what's going on while it's happening. Have you videotaped yourself while this is going on?
No. I've turned on the video camera and talked about it after it's over.
Why not do it during?
Because nothing happens. You just sit there with your eyes closed.
Yeah, so you just sit there on the couch, okay.
Yeah, you just melt into the couch, and then when it's over, you come back. I would not recommend this to anybody who's not stable. I would not recommend this to anybody who is a paranoid person or a person who's very sensitive or you know, gets very emotional or is easily
depressed. I'm not getting near it.
It's so earth-shattering that you have to have a very good foundation in terra firma, a very good...
Well, see, I have that, Joe, but I'm also already so sensitive, and I don't want to get into it.
It would be good for you, man. It wouldn't be a bad thing for you. And if they're correct, if these people that believe that it happens during REM sleep, that it happens when we die, if they're correct, you're going to experience it whether you like it or not. And maybe what it is having a peek at the future, having a peek at what else is possible out there.
The other side.
Maybe that having a peek at the other side. Maybe that helps us in this life. Maybe that's why it's there. Maybe that's why we can figure it out. Maybe that's what my whole purpose in this life has been. Maybe my my whole reason for getting famous, for everything I've ever done, for all these different areas that I work in, whether it's comedy or Ultimate Fighting Championship or television shows or anything, maybe my whole purpose in this world is to introduce people to this crazy experience. Because I cannot believe that there's something that's been around since the 1950s that's this powerful, that's not on the front page of every news story, that's not on CNN 24 hours a day, they're not talking about
it.
How can they not be talking about it?
Let me say this, and again, I'm not advocating using this chemical that's naturally in your brain. Obviously, like you said, it's very dangerous.
You can get it through yoga. You can reach this point supposedly through Kundalini yoga. That's what the practice of Kundalini yoga is all about.
Let me just go back, though. I'm just putting out that warning. But I have to say, you know, we kind of fell out of touch. You're busy, I'm busy. And I think you've changed from when I first knew you 9, 10 years ago. I mean, you weren't bad then. You were a nice, smart guy then. But Joe, I think you're more articulate now. And you were always articulate. But I think you have changed, towards the positive. Do you think this chemical's done that to you?
100%. All of the psychedelic experiences I've had, whether they've been the natural ones like the isolation tank, or whether they've been from mushrooms or DMT experiences or cannabis, any of the different psychedelic experiences that I've had have changed me for the better, 100%. They've made me more honest. They've made me more aware. They've made me more humble, infinitely more humble. The better I get at everything in life, the more humble I get. That's another thing that I've realized. The better I get at comedy, the more I don't even feel like I'm doing what I'm doing. When I do comedy, it feels like I'm like tuning into something. Like I turn on an antenna and I do. And the more I think about it that way, the better I get at it. And if I start to think about it as something that I do or attach myself to it or attach my ego to it, then it starts to suck. It's only good when you appreciate it for it. It's only good when you're free of the ego. And that's what psychedelic experiences are all about. It's all about abandoning the ego. It's all about letting go of all your predetermined ideas and predetermined patterns of behavior and seeing this whole experience for what it really is, which is mind-boggling. The layers upon layers upon layers that exist in this existence right now that you and I are both living in are fascinating. And let me tell you something, man. I really learned that watching my daughter being born. Holy cow. You have three children now, Alex?
Yes.
Mind-boggling. You think that you know what it's like to see a person come out of a person, but when you actually are there and you see yourself, a creation of your genetics, come out of another person.
No, it's all heavy duty. It's all incredible.
Mind-boggling.
But that's it, Joe. For me, these people are obsessed with material or acting cool, and that's how it is for me. More and more my ego is just gone, and I just walk around looking at trees and cars and the sun and
that's
people.
That's how you're supposed to be. Man, that's
and I mean,
how,
I mean, I even
beautiful.
Look at, but I mean, I see a fat woman as beautiful just because it's a creature. And exactly, see, I don't need hallucinogens because everything is just so weird already to me.
Well, it is, man. If you're paying attention, life is infinitely. There's another quote that I forget who the dude was that said it, but he said, "Not only is life stranger than you suppose, it's stranger than you can suppose." And that's a brilliant quote to whoever said it. I don't know who
but
it was.
But that's it. I feel
it's really true.
I feel blasted when I think about my one existence in this incredible beauty. I realize even after I'm gone, life goes on, and that I was part of that larger continuum. And it's not even a scary thought. It's more like I'm opening up to the whole universe, and at the same time, it's just so gripping. And then I see these petty people who want petty temporal power and petty power here in this, you know, plane, and it's like a joke.
Yeah, it is like a joke, and that's what most people are. Most people live their life like gigantic children, you know, and that's what I was talking about earlier when I was saying that it's almost like there's like a mathematical program to life. It's almost like we need all these different lemmings, and we need all these different silly people that join cults and believe in crazy religions and support the government no matter how atrocious their behavior is. And we need people who are at the head of industry to be sociopaths. And we need people who are, you know, people like Deepak Chopra who are spiritually enlightened to show us a new way. It's almost like this is just a gigantic program that's moving towards some ultimate goal. And what is that ultimate goal? That's the big question, man. You know, and I mean, that's like the big thing behind what people believe 2012 will be.
Well, I do believe that. though that we have free will and that we are individually not, I believe there's an overarching program, but I believe we add to that and that it's us giving that choice, like this giant work of art that's constantly changing.
Yes, that's a great way to describe it, a giant work of art. But it's possible, Alex, that we do have free will, but that free will may be a part of the program. I mean, it may all be what motivates us to ultimately pursue our natural intention.
Well, I'm just telling you, creatures that can have a dream that comes true exactly, that's a creature that can create.
Absolutely. Well, we obviously can. Look at the world we live in. Look at what we've created. Look at what we're talking on the phone right now. This is, we're talking through creation. I mean, it's like I said, this creation, the idea of us communicating on the radio is way crazier than the idea of someone being able to see a reality before it happens. That's just the only thing that's crazy about the ability to see the future like you have in your dreams is that we don't do it every day. That's all that's crazy about that. If you look at what that is, that's not nearly as, you're not affecting things. What we're doing right now, you and I are communicating instantaneously with millions of people
all over the world. And that creates the ripples.
Not only that, people are going to get a hold of this tape, they're going to put it on YouTube, and it's going to hit millions and millions more people, and they're going to tell their friends about it. Listen to what they're talking about. How crazy is this? And then these ideas that we're talking about right now are going to be introduced to people that would never have thought of this all over the world, and it's going to change the way they think about things.
And then they're not going to care if their boss is mean to them because the boss has got the problem. They're not going to care if they're not as, quote, beautiful according to Madison Avenue because it's the beautiful mind. It's what's going on inside their head. You're absolutely right. Here's the deal. We've got like 20 phone calls. I'm going to just skip this break and go to the end of the show with Joe. I got to have Joe back sooner. This has been incredible. This is a different Joe Rogan than the one I interviewed 6.5 years ago on air, and he was a great guy then. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? Let's talk to Carl in Montreal, Canada. You're on the air with Joe Rogan.
Hey, great to hear you're on here. I agree, with Alex, what he's doing. Some things I do disagree. I do, believe that we're entering hard times. It's going to gradually get worse and worse. But I believe, that God, the free will is part of the program.
And the elite's trying to block that right now.
Free will may be part of the program, but my point is that free will may be a part of this giant mathematical program that we look at as, oh, you can change the future. Maybe it is your design to try to change the future, to see the beauty and the love and the positivity in things, and to go in that direction. It may be a part of our programming. It may be a part of
Well, it's part of the programming that we've been given free will to make the choice.
If we look at all the other animals on the planet that do all the different things they do, wolves with their alpha male behavior, ants with their communication with, no history, no writing.
But now they've looked at the genetics, they've now looked at the coding, and then I've had top scientists on, and they're saying it looks like it was built. It looks like it was designed, not just by, quote, out of the mud, Mother Nature, designed.
Right, but maybe the universe designs itself. What people aren't understanding when they want to talk about a designer or a creator, it's very possible that nature is so powerful that it designs itself.
Anything else, caller?
Well, I believe that, the free will has been, misused by people. I believe there is a creator. He gave us free will, but people choose to use that free will, in the wrong way. And that's what a lot of the problems are, God gave us a choice of what's right and wrong, and sadly, most people choose to do what's wrong.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the do as thou wilt crowd, that means running over other people. It's about being their own little power gods, and that's the enemy of true creativity and freedom and God. Mike and Philly, you're on the air with Joe Rogan.
Hey, guys.
Good. We're going to hold you over. Go ahead.
All right. I love the conversation going on. Thought I'd change it up a little bit. Joe, what do you think about Kimbo Slice that we see in the USC?
What do I think about him? What about him?
What do you think about him, his fighting style? Can we see him in the USC?
Maybe someday, man, if he gets out of his Elite XC contract. But I like the dude. I think he's a badass. He's fun to watch. He looks crazy, his shaved head, the big crazy beard. I like him. I'm a Kimbo Slice fan.
Do you think...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Was it their ID card?
Hey, stop right there. We're going to come back and talk about it right now. Main transmission. Here we go. Rogan on for 2 hours and 50 minutes. We're going to let him go in 5 minutes. This live broadcast is going to end. But I promise we'll have Joe Rogan back up. Amazing, mind-blowing interview with Joe Rogan. We were talking to a caller who just in the behind-the-scenes PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It was talking about he was at a Home Depot, came outside, they had a D.A.R.E. program, he saw a D.A.R.E. card. For those who don't know, they enroll all the kids in Austin and all over the country in tattletale programs, how to tattle on your parents. That's in my film Road to Tyranny that I made 6 years ago. Go ahead and tell your story quickly, sir.
Okay, so I was on the way out of the store there, and she had asked me if I was interested in what was going on there, and I scanned about her table, and there were various things there. And I saw an ID card for children. I looked at it. It was very colorful and had a, you know, little symbols and things on it. And I asked her, what was this all about? She went on to tell me, well, this is the most important thing on the table, and here's why. On the back here, you have the ability, and I mean, I don't know if it was an ability or option or what. We didn't get into that kind of detail. But to sign away your power of attorney for medical emergencies. And she used an example like, you know, well, what if your mother's caught in traffic and, you know, a medical emergency happens? And here it's this, your power of attorney signed away, so there aren't any waivers that need to be signed. And it was just an automatic.
And by the way, they perform emergency care on kids. They don't need that. That now means the state can do stuff to your kids. Unbelievable. And was this D.A.R.E. for kids?
It was D.A.R.E. It was the D.A.R.E. I grew up with, but I guess they're into these other things.
Yeah, that's the thing, Joe, is they're hiring millions of Americans to be secret police, tattletales, spies. They're taking people's kids for no reason. I mean, government is just out of control, Joe Rogan.
Well, I think anything that has too much power is subject to be out of control, you know, and the government has too much power, for sure. I mean, we're seeing that everywhere we look. We're seeing that.
I'm sorry, but here is an instance where we're talking about enslaving people by their own will. You could go ahead and sign away your power of attorney and then you're under admiralty, and there's nothing you can do about it. You were so free.
Man, I wish you'd have got me some info on that. Email me some info on that. That's amazing, Ray. We got to move fast. Jesse in Canada from the Genesis line. You're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jesse in Canada. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Joe. Congrats on the new baby.
Thank you, man.
And nice fanny pack. Just thought I'd say that. And I was wondering, Dr. Rick Strassman, he said he believes that plants are conscious and that the DMT and ayahuasca use, that it's rising, that it may be plants communicating with us. What do you think about that?
It's very possible. I mean, why not? I mean, we think that communication is limited to making noises with our mouths and typing things on keyboards and writing things on paper, but why? That's just like we were talking about before. It's just because that's all we're comfortable with. That's all we know how to experience.
Yeah.
If you talk to the Amazon natives that brew ayahuasca, when they talk about how they figured out, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of different plants in the Amazon, yet they figured out how to take the bark of one plant, or the bark of the root of one plant and the leaves of another plant, and mix them together, and that this makes this incredible brew. And when asked, they tell you that the plants told them how to make this. I mean, I don't know what happens when you take mushrooms, but I swear to God, it feels like you're communicating with something. How do you know you're not communicating with the mushroom? How do you know that that's not how it communicates
okay.
with you?
Hey, hold on.
Your body.
Hey, Joe Rogan, the main transmission's over. Let me just say bye to you on the other side here, to all the networks out there and all the stations. Thank you for tuning in the broadcast. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Retransmission. We'll start after me and Joe finish up here in about 2 or 3 minutes on the other side at InfoWars.com. If you missed any of the news I covered in the first hour or all the big guests we've had today, go to InfoWars.com to listen there. If not, I'll be back tomorrow on the radio. God bless you all. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has